Poganski takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Sasir, shot, score! Sasir took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome inside Sioux Falls Arena here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Jared Sheffrin with you here for Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm taking on the Sioux Falls Stampede this weekend. Two games, Friday and Saturday nights. Both games starting at 7.05 p.m., just a couple minutes before puck drop here tonight. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede have met twice this season. The first time came back on November 16th here in Sioux Falls. The second came back in Kearney, and it was just last weekend on Saturday night. Tri-City got the 3-1 victory over Sioux Falls. The Stampede took a 1-0 lead in the first period, but Tri-City got a late goal in the first period by Patrick Curry. First goal of the USHL career of Patrick Curry came in the last couple minutes of the first period. A great individual effort. Curry from behind the net was getting dragged down, and he put the puck behind goaltender David Jacobson from his knees to tie the game at one late in the period. The goal was later named a play of the week by the USHL League office. And later in the game, Tri-City took control with two goals in the second period, one from Christian Horn, the other on the power play from Nolan Glukowski, and the Storm held off the Stampede, did not allow any comeback in the third period. No goals from either team. The Storm won that game 3-1 back on Saturday the 28th at the Viero Event Center. Storm had a really nice New Year's Eve, a nice New Year's celebration. They all got together as a team, and this is their first game of the year 2014. Meanwhile, the Stampede, since the Storm defeated them 3-1 on Saturday, Sioux Falls has actually played in two games. They defeated Fargo on Sunday the next day, 1-0 on Sunday, December 29th, and then they had a New Year's Eve game in Fargo, defeated the Force 5-3. So the Stampede have picked up 4 points since the last time these two teams met. And so for the Storm, their most recent memory is against the Stampede. For Sioux Falls, they've actually had two games against Fargo. Both of those games, they have been without one of their leading scorers, and that is Dennis Krevchenko. They'll be without Krevchenko again tonight. He is serving the third game of a three-game suspension. The suspension came on a hit to Nick Hutchison. Hutchison was injured on the play, and he did not make the trip with the Storm this weekend. He was undergoing some testing, and you'll get an update from the head coach, Jim Holton, in the coach's corner in a couple minutes on Hutchison's status. But Hutchison out, and also Dennis Krevchenko, one of the top players for the Stampede, out for the third consecutive game. He will be back in the lineup tomorrow night at the conclusion of his suspension. The goaltending matchup tonight, it'll be Jacob Johansson for Tri-City and Arthur Bry, the Clark Cup winning goaltender for Sioux Falls. He won the Clark Cup last year for Dubuque, goes over to Sioux Falls, and he's going to get a chance to start here tonight. Bry has played in 12 games this season. He looked good against Fargo, shutting Fargo out on Sunday in a 1-0 game. So that's who the Storm will see. It'll be the first time they see Bry this season. Should be a great matchup. A lot more coming up here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. We'll get you the Best Western Plus behind enemy lines and the Coach's Corner coming up next here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside Sioux Falls Arena here on the Breeze. Jared Schaffrin getting you ready for the Tri-City Storm in the Sioux Falls Stampede in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's get you tonight's Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Best Western Plus. We will look at one of the forwards here on this Sioux Falls team. He's getting a chance to play center on the top line with Dennis Kravchenko out of the lineup. It's Keith Burchett, and Burchett this season has been kind of a quiet guy, but he's been fantastic for Sioux Falls as far as he's been overshadowed by Zeb Knutson, Griffin Molino, and you talk about Kravchenko, C.J. Franklin, all these returning forwards. Well, Keith Burchett leads the team in plus-minus. He is plus 14. He's played in 28 of the team's 29 games, so he's been reliable. He's stayed healthy. He's been in the lineup, and he also has a phenomenal shooting percentage. He has scored 10 goals. He's scored 10 times, only shooting 39 times. That's a shooting percentage of 25.6%. So one out of every four shots that Keith Burchett has taken has gone in, and that is an unbelievable percentage. It's the highest on Sioux Falls, and he's scoring goals at clutch times. Three game-winning goals ties him for the team lead as well, and Keith Burchett, definitely a guy you're going to want to keep an eye out for here tonight as the Storm take on Sioux Falls. Going to want to keep an eye out for him tomorrow as well, as the two teams face off twice this weekend. And a lot of matchups between these two teams in the month of January, so they're going to get used to each other. That's another topic of conversation that we discussed with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in tonight's Coach's Corner. Let's hear what Jim had to say.
Jared Schaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the coach's corner before tonight's game with the Sioux Falls Stampede. Coach, it's a new year. Team had a nice celebration over the New Year's. You get here yesterday. What did you do well last weekend when you played Sioux Falls? And maybe what did you need to improve on when you looked at that game here over the last week?
Well, I thought we did a good job of sticking with our system and our program, and our teams had a little bit of trouble this year overcoming some adversity, and we give up an early goal, but I really liked the way that we stuck with it, and I thought we battled and we competed hard. This is a good team, and in order to beat them and compete with them, you have to match that level of compete and battle, and that's what I thought we did very well, and on the side that we have to improve. I mean, we still have to shoot the puck more, and I'd like to see us have a little bit more sustained zone time and wear some teams down with a grind game. We had a lot more flashes in the Sioux Falls game, but I'd like us to get consistent in that area.
You mentioned that exactly, taking time and getting the possession in the opposing team's zone. Tougher to do here in Sioux Falls, something the team struggled with the last time we were here, just as far as getting pucks deep and maintaining possession in such a small rink. Do you think that that has a little bit of a factor in trying to maintain possession, being that's a little smaller of a surface, you have a little less time and space?
Well, it does, but you have to have a plan coming in, and you have to know the areas of the ice to exploit. You know, we want to use the back of the net tonight. It's something we've been working a lot on, and we had, as I said, some flashes, especially in the third period when we were protecting the lead, so that tells me that they're starting to understand and it's recognition. But yeah, you come in here, you have to embrace physicality. That seems to be the buzzword in hockey, but you have to embrace it or else it's going to be a long night. And I think you have to have fun with the challenge, and I think our guys are mentally in a much better place to come in and compete here tonight.
This building's first time you've seen it. It's another new USHL building for you. What are your thoughts here the first time you walked in?
Well, I love it. This is my style of rink. Fans right on top of you in small confines, and being a bit of a plugger as a skater when I played, I preferred the small rinks. And I like the hostile environments and the atmosphere. And again, I think if you embrace it, you can have a lot of fun with it. So I'm quite impressed.
So you are, like you said, you're welcoming this building and welcoming these challenges. It's hard for teams to win in this building, and Sioux Falls has been very good for many years. What are some of the challenges when you come in here, when you come in with the small building?
Well, you got to survive the storm in the first period. I mean, they're going to be loaded for bear. Obviously, we beat them just a week ago. They do have an extremely good home ice record. They have a very, very good power play. So it's one of two things. You have to embrace the physical play and the intensity and the battle, but with discipline. And that's a fine line to walk a lot of times. And I think what happens is they overwhelm teams in the first period just with the confines and the environment, and teams end up taking penalties, and before you know it, they're behind the eight ball. So it's a big task, but we've talked a lot about it, and hopefully we can put our plan into place.
A couple guys went down with an injury in the last game against the Stampede. Maybe give us an injury update here, the guys that are out of the lineup and what their situations are.
Yeah, we'll start with one that hasn't been in the lineup in a while, and Cutler Martin. Cutler sustained a concussion before Christmas, and unfortunately, as we all know, with the nature of the beast with concussions, he's still having some symptoms, so it's looking more like it's going to be long range. Could be a couple weeks before we get Cutler back, so I'm sure some of the fans have been wondering on him. And then most recently in the last game, Wilkie went down with his shoulder. It's more of a bruise, and on the good front, I guess he skated the last 2 days. He's probably not going to get in the lineup tonight or tomorrow night, but should be back in midweek in Omaha. Then Nick Hutchison, who sustained that brutal hit from behind, he went for an MRI today. They're worried about a bit of a back issue. He's scheduled for more tests on Tuesday, but safe to say, I think Nick's going to be out considerably longer.
Final thing here, this is going to be the second time you face this team in a row. Tomorrow night, you face them again on the road. You talked about the physical play a little bit already. How physical do you expect it to get this weekend, knowing that you're facing the same opponent three consecutive times?
Well, I think it's two coaches that that value structure and battle and compete, in their words that are tossed around both rooms. So, you know, I expect there's going to be a lot of ill will as we move along, because we see these guys a lot here in the next coming weeks. And for our team, every game's a playoff game for us. We have to start making up some ground. So every weekend we go into, we have to look at it like a mini playoff series, and we have to start winning two out of three. So we need to get into that mindset, and battle is a part of that. And out of that comes some bumps and bruises. But I think it was a good sign that we had some bumps and bruises and a win in the win column last weekend.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, joining us here before tonight's game. Coach, we thank you very much, and we wish you good luck tonight.
Thanks, Jared.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Sioux Falls Arena. Storm here for the second time this season. The first time they lost 6-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede team. Let's get you tonight's Burger King starting lineups. The home of the Whopper, Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. First, the starting lineup for the visiting Tri-City Storm. The Storm come in here with a record of 9-17-2 away from home, 3-11, 1-1 against Sioux Falls this season. Tri-City will start with number 13, Garrett Gomez, on the left wing. Gomez, 6'1", 175 pounds. Chino Hills, California native. Gomez has 2 goals and 10 assists in 26 games. He's committed to the University of Denver. Joel Esperance is at the center, wearing number 27, 6'2", 175 pounds. Brighton, Michigan native Esperance with 28 games played, 18 goals and 10 assists. He's committed to Michigan Tech. And on the right wing is number 21, Christian Horn. 5'11", 180 pounds, Plymouth, Minnesota native. And through 21 games, he's got 9 goals and 10 assists. The defenseman, Kevin Kerr and Nolan Glukowski. Kerr out of Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. 27 games played, 3 assists for Kerr, who's committed to Penn State. Nolan Glukowski on the right defense out of Wixom, Michigan, has a goal and 15 assists, and he's committed to St. Lawrence. And Jacob Johansson gets the start in net, running a couple minutes early here in Sioux Falls. We'll take a break for the national anthem and get back with the start of this one here on The Breeze.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside Sioux Falls Arena. Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm take on the Stampede. Let's get you the starting lineup for the Sioux Falls Stampede. Sioux Falls has a record of 27-2. That's 20 wins, 7 losses, and 2 overtime losses. And Sioux Falls Stampede will start Griffin Molino at the left wing. Where's number 29? Molino from Trenton, Michigan, committed to Western Michigan at the center. Connor Valisano, who wears number 16, a Duluth, Minnesota native, Valisano is. And Logan O'Connor on the right wing, wearing number 19. O'Connor's committed to the University of Denver. Ed McGovern and R.J. Mikozak are on defense. Arthur Bry is in net. McGovern wearing number 4. Mikozak wears number 22. Arthur Bry wears number 30. Played for Dubuque last season, won the Clark Cup with the Dubuque Fighting Saints, picked up by Sioux Falls prior to this season. And the Yorba Linda, California native gets the start in between the pipes for Bry this season. He has done well over the last couple games. He is 7-3-1, 2.62 goals against average, and a 91% save percentage. Johansson here tonight for the Storm, 8-12-2, with a goals against average of 2.78 and a save percentage of .921. We're ready to go here in Sioux Falls. They set the net behind Johansson for the Storm. Storm wearing their black uniforms tonight with black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back. They'll go from left to right on your radio dial. Sioux Falls Stampede will go from right to left on your radio dial. White uniforms for the Stampede, and they have their blue lettering and numbering on the back. White helmets for Sioux Falls and blue pants tonight. We are ready to go here in Sioux Falls. On the Breeze, 94.5. Faceoff is down and won by the Stampede. O'Connor got it into the Storm end, but it's played with a glove by Glukowski. Forward and touched up by L'Esperance in neutral ice. So the hand pass whistled to Tri-City. Stoppage just 9 seconds into the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here in Sioux Falls. Tri-City looking for two in a row over the Stampede. Faceoff to the right of Johansson is won by Tri-City, and Glukowski able to swing it around and out ahead for Gomez, who left it there for Horn. Deep into the corner, first man there was Mikozak, played it out of the zone. Back down to Kevin Kerr on the far side, turned it over. Stampede able to try to tag up, and O'Connor tried to bring it in, but he was offside. So stoppage whistled there. We're still in the first minute here. Scoreless game, Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff is in neutral ice now, outside of the Storm end. Keith Burchett took the faceoff for Sioux Falls, but was won forward by Nolan Abel in the Storm. Sent all the way down into the Sioux Falls end. Icing waved off, played around the far side and out by the Stampede. And Sean Lang racing back to get it for Tri-City. Lang plays it up the near side, goes past C.J. Franklin. Jack Stander tried to keep it in, but could not. And Bo Pella will now pick it up for the Stampede back in their own end. It's chipped forward over to Sean Lang. Banks it out right back to neutral ice. Bo Pella picks it up for the Stampede. Jack Stander turns it over to Lebosky. Lebosky tried to move in with Abel, but the puck went loose on the near side, and Pella brought it in to Franklin. Takes a shot. Save made by Johansson into the far side corner. Played around the near side by Mayer, and Berger will start forward on the far side. Cecier dumps it in, rolling puck on Bryan. He covers up, gets a bit of a snow shower from Drew Mayer as the clock stops. Minute 15 seconds remaining. Minute 15 seconds in to the first period here, presented by Nebraska Lottery. Scoreless game between the Storm and the Stampede. A little dark here in the arena. Some of the lights struggling to come back on after the lights are turned off for the national anthem and the starting lineup festivities. Storm able to win the faceoff. Cecier threw one wide of the net. It's picked up on the near side now by Nanny. Nanny gets stopped, and it's Drew Mayer who knifes a nice pass there to Patrick Curry. Curry dumps one in, goes and chases in the corner. Loose puck. Berger tries to come get it. It's poked away. Kept in by Glukowski at the top of the zone, and it now batted out and picked up by Chase Berger. Berger able to get it over to Kevin Kerr. Now Glukowski on the near side. Nice cross-ice pass, but it gets away from McMurphy, who goes and beats the puck down there for to the negation of the icing. As Patrick Curry plays it on the near side half wall, try to turn it back to McMurphy. It's taken back to neutral ice by the Stampede. Glukowski with a knuckle shot. It was trickling in on Bry, who had to make a save, and now it's banked back out to neutral ice. Glukowski finds Eastman, who shoves it into the far side corner. Ed McGovern, first man to pick it up, and he hit by Allworth. Eastman trying to cause a turnover here. Played up to the top of the zone. Glukowski keeps it in. Now it's shoved out. Eastman has it back for Tri-City. Eastman on the near side, pass to Allworth. Allworth in neutral ice, and now the lights starting to heat up here as it gets dumped in on Arthur Bry. Bry makes the save. McGovern with a lot of pressure from Eastman. Tried to turn it over, but he couldn't. And now the Stampede bank it up top, and it's out of the zone. Hit Gomez's glove, but he couldn't keep it in. Back down to the Tri-City end. Sean Lang for his second shift onto the far side wall. Gomez has the puck bouncing around. Got it forward and out to L'Esperance, but he couldn't catch it as it was dumped back in by Graber. Now down on the far side, it's Schultz fighting against Gomez for this one on the far side wall. Played back to Sean Lang. Lang behind the net, plays it on the near side to Christian Horn, who moves it to neutral ice. L'Esperance trying to get to it. He did. Horn came in offside. Storm had a tag up. And now it's back to Sioux Falls again. O'Connor got it through neutral ice into the Storm end. Dello chips one to the far side. Under control for Cecier. Back to Dello behind the net. Dello now Cecier again. Cecier moving forward to Christian Horn. Horn got it forward and deflected off of L'Esperance into the Sioux Falls end. 3.5 minutes into this game, we're scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5, Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede. Lebosky trying to take it away from Griffin Molino. It rolled back to Dello. Now able to Lebosky, try to shoot it in, and he couldn't. Back to Cecier, who wraps it forward for Lebosky. Now he gets this one in deep. Icing waved off as it's Bo Pella that picks it up. Turn it over to Lebosky with a shot and a save made by Bry. Nice chance there for Lebosky. Probably the best chance of the night for the Storm. Bry makes the save and hangs on. Faceoff will be picked back up in the Sioux Falls end to the right of Brime. We know we didn't get you the three keys to victory. We'll get you that at our first media timeout presented by New West. Chase Berger will take this draw against Keith Burchett. Burchett, the guy we highlighted in the behind enemy line segment here tonight. Been a very good player for Sioux Falls, shooting at 25%. Not many players in hockey can say they're shooting at 25%. The Storm get a turnover down low, and a shot in front, and Brian makes the save. Nice work by Pat Curry and Drew Mayer. Curry gets the turnover down low, threw a pass in front. Mayer was on the doorstep and had a good look. Nice save by Arthur Bry. Mayer trying to go bottom right corner, and Brian was there for the save. Two good saves in a row by Brian, but some good chances here for the Storm. Off the faceoff, the Storm won it. Glukowski's shot was blocked, and now C.J. Franklin out to the races on the near side. Into the Storm, and a centering pass deflects off a skate. Turned over to McMurphy. He's going to go back the other way. McMurphy keeps this one into the zone. And Bry able to go down and get it. Put it around the near side wall. Eastman trying to keep it in. He does. Eastman to the center for Aldworth, and he shot it high. Nice look by Aldworth from a good pass from Eastman. Now Lang with a shot. Save made by Bry. Rebound on the near side. Schultz couldn't keep it in. Goes all the way out into the Storm. And Johansson plays it around the far side. First man there, McMurphy, but he couldn't get it out as it's played to the center. And a shot missed wide. Good look for Knutson. It's kept in by Ed McGovern. He takes a shot that went through the crease. Went wide of the net. And now Nanny plays it down low behind the net. Jalen Schultz hustles to get it. Plays it to McMurphy on the near side. McMurphy got it towards neutral ice, but it's gloved down by McGovern at the blue line, and he kept it in. Nice job by Ed McGovern in the near side. It's played by Lang, and it's cleared out by the Storm. Put right back in by Sioux Falls. Lang sent it in the far side to Aldworth, who just got a touch on it. Goes for a change. Now here's Nanny the other way with a shot. And it was blocked there by Dello. Nice hustle by Dello to come over and make the play. Down low. Once again, behind the net. It's played by the Stampede. And a shot hits Johansson in the mask. Loose puck in front. And Horn has it to clear it out. Horn to Lesperon since it's flipped up and off the near side glass. Very close here to where I am. Almost came over the glass right into the little booth here. Storm continue playing. We continue to go here. Lesperance deflects one in to the Stampede area. Bry down low to Stander, who moves it up the far side wall for Schultz. Joel Schultz stopped by Lesperance, but he moves it in on side. A centering pass went through the crease there from Will Graber. And down low, Kevin Kerr able to feint, able to put it on the far side. Gomez got it out of the zone, and Joel Schultz, the Minnetonka, Minnesota native, picks it back up, gets it to Jack Stander, who moves it around the far side and out once again. No one even touched it. Lebowski was trying to catch up to it, but it's back to Sioux Falls neutral ice. Storm trying to for a turnover. They get one. Lebowski into the zone. Chips it in deep, going to chase against Bo Pella. Seals Pella off, takes the puck, runs into Poganski a bit. Poganski gets it back on his stick. Now Nolan Abel on the far side. Abel back to Poganski, who left it for Lebowski. Tried to get a centering pass that was blocked. Now it's back to Lebowski. Wraparound chance. Threw it in front. Missed the net wide. And Schultz able to get it out. Kevin Kerr hustling on the far side. Got it back to neutral ice. Now Nolan Abel had a chance for Lebowski. Lebowski tag up. And he put it in deep, going for a change. Nice shift by Lebowski, Abel, and Poganski. Wilkie and Hutchison both injured in the last game between these two teams. Neither are in action tonight. And Sioux Falls is offside just by a hair. Valisano and O'Connor had a rush the other way. Very hard here in Sioux Falls Arena to make a line change while play is going on, because if you don't get it in deep enough, you could get burned. And that time was a chance for the Storm where they were making the line change after a good shift, but a quick pass up the ice could get you in trouble. Something the Storm have been aware of here as they win the faceoff. Lang got it to neutral ice, a chipped off Berger, and down low Fritz and Duchesne play with it. Tri-City able to keep it in the zone, and now it's batted out by the Stampede, where Lang will retreat for it. Got it to Schultz on the far side. Schultz moving forward, turned it over, and here comes a rush for the Stampede on the far side. Valisano looking to the center, tied up nicely by Schultz, has to dump it in deep. Chase Berger able to control the puck, played on the near side wall for Mayer, pokes out to neutral ice, and Berger has it. In on side, Mayer with a lot of room, shoots and misses the net. Gets deflected over to Curry. Curry keeps it alive for a second, and it's a stoppage for a high stick. Looks to be on Tri-City, and it's a whistle for a high stick, not a penalty. So the face is all the way back in the Storm end. 12:32 remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5. Storm are leading the Stampede in shots, 6-3. Scoreless on the scoreboard. Tri-City wins the faceoff on the far side. Cecilia put it behind the net to Dello. And Tori Dello got it forward, intercepted by C.J. Franklin at the top of the zone. Send it in deep now on the far side wall. Aldworth tried to get it out. It was stopped once again by Knutson. Top line here for Sioux Falls against the fourth line of Tri-City. Cecilia and Dello defensively. Cecilia plays it on the far side. Aldworth, nice play to the center to Eastman. Eastman through neutral ice. Got it in deep. Eastman moves around. Mikozak, he was held up. Takes a shot, a score! Ryan McMurphy makes it 1-0 on a pass from Kyle Eastman. And the Storm are on the board. 12:02 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. What a nice move from Kyle Eastman. Fed it in front to Ryan McMurphy. And McMurphy was wide open. He just had to poke that one in. Kyle Eastman made that play happen. He was held as he came into the zone. He moved down the far side. And he threw it in front. McMurphy just had to bang it home. It's 1-0 Tri-City for McMurphy this season. It's his fourth goal of the season. Eastman's fifth assist. And Tri-City's up 1-0 here on Sioux Falls. Now we get an icing whistle to the Stampede. 11:53 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Jim Holton's team has come out and scored the first goal of this game to make it 1-0 Tri-City. Holton discussed the beginning of the game. You got to calm down the opposing team's fans. This is a small arena. It gets loud. And Holton said he loves to play in this arena. He would have loved to play in it in his playing days that he played in the USHL. But he likes coaching in it as well. And his team has a 1-0 lead. Faceoff won by the Storm. Kevin Kerr shot one wide. Rebound on the near side. Kept in by L'Esperance. But now it's taken out by Nanny. Nanny relentless after the puck, now taken back by the Storm, and Gomez has it in onside. Nice pass to Horn. He takes a shot and scores! Christian Horn from Garrett Gomez makes it 2-0 Tri-City. 11:34 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Christian Horn with a nice move in the center of the zone. He used the defenseman as a screen and beat Arthur Bry with the wrist shot. Gomez makes the pass. Goal scored at 8:26. And Horn using the defenseman to beat the goaltender Bry. 2-0 Tri-City. They've scored two consecutive goals here in a matter of minutes on consecutive shots. Christian Horn and Ryan McMurphy. For Horn, it's his 10th goal of the season, and he's got 20 points now in 22 games. Horn's been on fire. He's got three games in a row with a goal now, and Tri-City has the 2-0 lead. Sioux Falls able to dump it back into the Storm end. Resuming play. 11:15 to go in the first. Sean Lang bringing it forward on the far side. Lamoski flip one under Abel's stick. And now it's moved in by Schultz, who takes a shot. Bry makes the save on this one and hangs on. 11:05 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And Tri-City has themselves a 2-0 lead on top of the Sioux Falls Stampede here. First of two games this weekend. Tri-City, big start. Faceoff is won by the Storm, and Della will take a shot that's deflected away to the side. Banked up the near side wall, kept in once more by Tri-City. 2-0 Storm here on the Breeze, 94.5. About halfway through the opening period. Pucks in neutral ice now as Chase Berger gets it back to Cecier. Della got it forward, chipped by Curry. And now on the far side, Berger with a big hit collision there on O'Connor. Berger got back up and kept the play going. Down low, Curry to the center and a shot. Save made by Bry. Rebound loose. Curry got sealed off by McGovern. Nice play by Ed McGovern. Curry lost a glove on the play. The other way, Sioux Falls comes and a shot's deflected. Missed the net wide. Shot came from O'Connor. Now it's Valisano got it in deep, but Cecier able to cut it off. And started forward for the Storm. Aldworth on the far side. Aldworth to neutralize. And Berger get past the red line and get it in deep. Had a chance for a rush, but both he and Mayer a bit too tired to go after one. And they dumped it in deep. Now the Stampede bring it forward. And it's Glukowski who gets it in. Glukowski on the far side. Eastman. Eastman to the center. Deflected by Bry as he centered it. Kept in, though, by Kevin Kerr at the line. Shot missed the net wide. Just missed the net. Bry didn't see it coming to the last second. Now Aldworth got it down low. Eastman with it. Eastman back to McMurphy. McMurphy Put it on the near side wall for Aldworth. Aldworth trying to cycle back down low. And it was taken away by Sioux Falls. Kept in by McMurphy for a second. Now Bo Pella will try a home run pass. Deflected by McMurphy in neutral ice. Burchett dumps it in deep. Kevin Kerr will stop it here in the Storm and playing around the far side. Aldworth couldn't catch up to it. It's Franklin with a shot. Save, Johansson. Rebound, bouncing loose. Another save by Johansson. And Knutson has it down low. Burchett takes a hit there. Nice hit from the Storm. Another chance in front for Johansson. He steers it aside for Glukowski, who turned it over to the center, but out of the zone as Duchesne lost an edge. And it went out. Now Fritz plays it back in. Kevin Kerr will settle it down on the far side. Glukowski. Glukowski back to Kerr and Christian Horn through neutral ice. Horn's in onside. Horn to the far side corner to the center. Had it behind Gomez. Penalty whistle. So Sioux Falls behind the play as Horn went down. Cross-checking the call. 8:48 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm have a 2-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Daniel Fritz, the man in the box here for Sioux Falls. And Tri-City has outshot the Stampede 11-5 here in this opening period thus far. Cross-checking the whistle to Daniel Fritz. Harwood, Maryland native, sits in the box in front of me in the Storm of a 2-minute Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Storm able to win the faceoff. Cecere gets it to Glukowski. Back to Cecere, but it skipped under his stick and out of the zone as Christian Horn will send it back to Glukowski through neutral ice. Lesperance couldn't catch up to it. Played by the Stampede. Through neutral ice. Bouncing puck. Here's a chance for Valisano. Short-handed. Great job by Cecere to knock it away. Johansson did have to take a shot, and he made the save, and he kept it out. Now the Storm of the rush. Lesperance misses the net high, but he gets his own rebound. Moves it to Horn. Up top, Glukowski fakes on a shot. Now Cecere. Cecere over to Lesperance. Horn, Cecere, and back to Glukowski on the right point. Crossover pass to Horn. Down low, Lesperance couldn't get a good shot as it went wide. Taken by Mikozak. Nice job by Lesperance trying to take the puck back. It's wrapped around the near side. Glukowski keeps it in on the right point. Has Cecere the center. It bombs away. Shot. Poganski couldn't get the deflection. But Lesperance finds the rebound in traffic. Lesperance down low with Poganski. Back to Lesperance. Up top, Cecere. Now Glukowski. Fakes on a shot. Cecere steps into one. Save made by Bry. Big rebound gets cleared by the Stampede. Nice look on the power play by Tri-City. Good puck movement. Good looks at the net. They make a change, and now Tori Dello will bring it forward. Finds Gomez on the near side. Nice pass on the far side, Lebowski. Lebowski to the center for Abel. Bouncing puck in the center. Gomez had a chance at it. And up top, it's Abel who takes back control out of the zone. Dello knocks his man down as it's played back into the Storm and Kevin Kerr. Kerr through to Lebowski. 20 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Play's broken up as the Storm enter the zone, and it's back into the Tri-City end of things. 15 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Kevin Kerr will have one last rush for Tri-City. Kerr, through neutral ice, had it deflect off a stick by Sioux Falls, but it's tipped in by Abel, rolling in on Bry, and it's played out to neutral ice, and here comes Valisano as the man exits the box. Valisano with a shot. Johansson makes the save. Rebound loose. Johansson able to smother it. Way out of the crease was Jacob Johansson, very aggressive, cutting down the angle on Valisano's shorthanded rush as the time was ticking down in the Storm power play. So we get the stoppage in play with 6:44 remaining in the first. Tri-City Storm have a 2-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. They've come in here, and we talked about getting you the New West Keys to Victory, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney, located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, connect the keys here. We'll see how the Storm are doing. Storm, number one key, stay out of the penalty box here in this one. So far, through the first 14 minutes, Tri-City has stayed out of the penalty box, and the only power play opportunity came on a penalty to Daniel Fritz of Sioux Falls. So far, Storm are doing well in that, haven't taken a penalty yet. Also, puck possession was something we talked about with Coach Holton. Got to get the puck deep in the zone. The Storm have done that as well, taking away the Sioux Falls chances. Finally, need a bounce-back performance tonight from Jacob Johansson. Johansson so far has only seen 6 shots, but he's 6 of 6, and he had a tough game the first time he saw action here in Sioux Falls. The last time the Storm were here on November 16th, he was actually pulled for Hayden Levine at that time. And Sioux Falls won that game 6-0. So big bounce back performance in this arena from Johansson is necessary. He's used to a bigger ice sheet in Sweden, not a smaller one here that we have in Sioux Falls. 6:39 remaining in the period. Face off to the left of Johansson, won by Sioux Falls. Franklin with a shot. Johansson got it with the blocker. High quality opportunity for Franklin there off the face off. Another chance in front for Franklin. He shot it wide with a backhand. Now it's Knutson down low. Burchett to the center. It was bounced away, and Pat Curry able to play it up to Mayer. Mayer got it taken off his stick and neutralized, and Knutson puts it back down low into the Storm end. Schultz for Tri-City up the far side wall, turned it over. Loose puck taken by Burchett to the center for Knutson. He couldn't get his shot off. Pass was in between Knutson. He couldn't decide whether to go forehand or backhand. Now a shot from Fritz was deflected away, and it's cleared by the Tri-City Storm. Mayer able to get it out and into the offensive zone. Had a collision there on the far side with Duchesne. The Stampede played it back into the Storm end. Got to be careful as they were changing. The puck was by their bench as Glukowski sent it up and out of the zone. Stampede tag up as they time to skate. Kerr leaves it there for Glukowski. Now gets it back. Kerr on the near side banks it to neutralize where Eastman will send it in the zone. McMurphy chasing against Chad Duchesne, the Northeastern University commit. Aldworth with McMurphy there. Aldworth able to win that battle behind the net. And now it's played on the far side of Kevin Kerr. Up top, Glukowski had a chance. It was deflected out of the zone. Nice play there by the Stampede and Tony Calderon. And now a turnover. Here's Dakota. Joshua has a look to the center. Taken back by Tri-City. Rolling puck on Johansson. He makes the save. Rolling puck on Johansson. He had a smother and stopped that one. 5:06 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm on top of the Sioux Falls Stampede. 2-0. Did you know proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 58,000 college scholarships and helped save many Nebraska wildlife habitats and have funded new facilities at the State Fair? The Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at anylottery.com. Right off the faceoff, a couple shots for the Stampede. Stander took one. And then on the rebound, another shot from O'Connor that Johansson made both saves. Now it's Griffin Molino. Turn one over to Sear. And Gomez will start the other way. Gomez, nice pass to L'Esperance. Over to Horn. He gets it back to L'Esperance, and it's put wide. Horn a little too fancy on that one. It's a great line rush for Tri-City. But if Horn had gotten it under control a little bit earlier, he would have had a great chance at a goal. He had a wide open right part of the net. Sioux Falls has it now down in the Storm end on the near side. It's O'Connor. Got it down low to Valisano behind the net. Looking to the front. L'Esperance all over him. As the puck's loose behind the net again. Valisano takes a shove from Dello this time in the near side. Two-a-side battle. Behind the net. Bouncing puck, moved over to the near side corner. Horn left it for Dello. Dello got it up the wall, and it's back to Horn. Horn's into the zone. Takes a shot, deflection over the net, into the netting, and out of play. 4:07 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Tri-City has a 2-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. The goals, Ryan McMurphy from Kyle Eastman and Thomas Aldworth at 7:58. And then, just about 30 seconds later, Christian Horn from Garrett Gomez and Kevin Kerr. It's Horn's 10th of the season, McMurphy's 4th. Tri-City has a 2-0 lead. They win the faceoff now to the Storm, and Schultz took a shot that missed the net high and wide. Rebound kept in by Lang. Nice job by Sean Lang, the defenseman there for Tri-City. As Abel gets it back down low, it's taken away by Schultz. Chip back toward the Storm end, where Stepanek takes a big hit from Lang on the near side wall, and it's taken back by Schultz. Ahead for Abel. Abel got it for Lebowski, and now it's turned over to Sioux Falls, but turned back to Abel, who overskated it. Back and forth they go here in neutral ice. And it's played right in front of the Tri-City bench. Scrum for it. Schultz able to put it in deep. Rolls around the wall to the near side where Lang able to scoop it to neutral ice. Now Fritz to Duchesne on the far side. Centering pass was deflected by Eastman right back to Glukowski. Nolan Glukowski will start things forward. Found Nolan Abel. It's into the zone for Aldworth. Aldworth on the near on the far side, excuse me. Put it down low for a charging Eastman. Eastman in the near side corner. Got it up the near side wall, and Aldworth is going to get whistled for a penalty here. Couple players pushing and shoving as Aldworth may get whistled for a boarding call. A little too much physicality from Aldworth there. I didn't think it was a terrible hit, but understand the call as it was in a dangerous area near the wall, and Thomas Aldworth will take the Storm's first penalty of the game and put Tri-City on the GNC penalty kill. 2 and a 10 for checking from behind for Aldworth. Tough call on Aldworth here, and he's going to serve a 2 and a 10 for checking from behind. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart and Hastings, head to GNC today. Faceoff won by the Stampede. Griffin Molino with a shot. Johansson got it with the glove. Johansson didn't see it that well, but just stuck his glove above his face, and he's able to catch the puck and stop play with 2:59 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City leading 2-0 over Sioux Falls, but the Stampede on the power play here for the next minute, 55 seconds. Aldworth is in for 10 minutes. Mayer is serving the 2-minute minor as Molino takes a shot. Looks in front and a save by Johansson. Johansson seeing the puck well thus far tonight. Sioux Falls now leading in shots on goal, 12-11. Nice shot from Griffin Molino. Molino, one of the most talented forwards on this Stampede roster. They win the puck back to Molino. Cross-ice pass over to Bopello with a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound loose. Poked away by Kevin Kerr. Nice job by Kerr to poke it away from Knutson. And it's sent all the way down by Tri-City. 1:35 remaining on the GNC penalty kill. It'll be Bopella who will start forward for the Stampede. Gets it to Burchett. Burchett got stopped by Poganski for a second, but gets it back to Pella, who shoots it in around the wall and out of the zone. McMurphy and Schultz doing a good job getting that one out. McMurphy and Poganski go to the bench. Berger and Lebowski come on with a minute 15 remaining in the Sioux Falls power play. Nice move by Pella to get by Lebowski. He's through neutral ice into the zone. Bopella on the near side corner now. Puts it behind the net. Knutson lets it go for Burchett at the top of the zone. Up top, glove down by Schultz. Played on the far side wall. Bouncing pucks into the air. Bouncing away up top. And it's kept in by the Stampede. Molino at the top right point. Down low to Knutson. Now back to Molino. Fakes on a shot. Finds Knutson. Cross ice pass to Pella. Can't handle it. It's out of the zone. 42 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Storm heavy on the forecheck here as Sioux Falls comes in onside. Burchett puts it down low, gets hit by Dello, and Chase Berger has plenty of time to clear.
Let's go, boy.
Bry stops it as Ed McGovern plays it for Sioux Falls. 20 seconds remaining in the 2-minute minor where Mayer will come out. Aldworth still has 8 more minutes to serve on the checking from behind misconduct. Far side, it's poked to the top of the zone and out by Lesperance. Lesperance trying to get a rush. He fell down. Duchesne comes back in. Had Dakota Joshua in the final seconds of the power play. Down low, Joshua to the front. Poked away. Nice job by Lesperance. Knocks him down. And the Storm were back at full strength. Mayer's out of the ice. Duchesne lost it up top to Mayer and got it out of the zone. Lesperance trying to charge for it, but McGovern's there well ahead. And the puck is played into the Sioux Falls bench and out of play. 49 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Tri-City Storm lead the Sioux Falls Stampede 2-0. Goals by Ryan McMurphy and Christian Horn have the Storm in the lead here on your home for Storm Hockey, the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Face off to the right of Bry now in the Sioux Falls end. With 49 seconds to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Abel is knocked out of the circle. Poganski discussing with Lebowski, who will take it, and Lebowski will against Connor Valisano. Faceoff is scrum four and put it into the corner for Lebowski. Trying to throw it to the center, deflected behind the net. And now on the near side, while Poganski tried to play it on the wall, Abel couldn't get it to the point to Glukowski, and Valisano takes it the other way. Into the zone it goes with 33 seconds left in the period. On the far side wall, played by Lebowski, gets it out of the zone, gets shoved on the far side wall, continues to move his legs as the puck was taken back by the Stampede. Now the Storm have it. Lebowski into Poganski. Poganski takes a big hit by McGovern on the near side. Boards rattling with 15 seconds left in the period. Abel makes a move to the center, turned it over to O'Connor, with 7 seconds to go. O'Connor got it out of the zone. Glukowski has it on his stick with 5 seconds to go. He clears it up top and over the glove of O'Connor. Back to the Sioux Falls end, and that'll do it for the first period. After 20 minutes, the Tri-City Storm have themselves a 2-0 lead over the Sioux Falls Stampede. Quite a statement made in the first period by the Storm. Still 40 minutes to go in this one, but Tri-City looks good after 20. We'll come back and recap the first 20 minutes here, and we'll talk to Chris Wilkie, sitting out tonight with an injury that he sustained last week. It'll be Chris Wilkie on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next, here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, Papa John's.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip. And
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes.
This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin
here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report after one period here in Sioux Falls. I'm joined by one of the Storm forwards who's out tonight. It's Chris Wilkie. And, Chris, we want to thank you for taking the time here to join us. First of all, first and foremost, want to get an update on how you're feeling. Obviously not able to go tonight, but seems like there's been good news this week as far as the injury goes.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better the last couple days. At first it was pretty stiff, not much movement, but today and yesterday got good skates in, and couldn't go tonight, but I don't know. We'll see how tomorrow goes. Hopefully I can go.
Sioux Falls is a team you faced last week, and we've heard from your coach about what they do well. When you look at this team, what are their strengths when you kind of prepare for a game against these guys?
They're a really fast, good offensive team. They got really good top couple lines and a good power play, so I think you just got to play smart defensively and not turn the puck over too much, and we should be fine tonight.
Shifting gears a little bit here, you just got home from the holidays, had a big break there. You're back here. What are some of the things you got to do while you were home during that 12-day break?
Yeah, it was nice just to be home and relax. Didn't really do a whole lot. Skated a couple times and worked out, but nothing much. Just enjoying time with the family and spending time with all those guys.
Definitely a little bit different for you based on the fact that you're in Omaha, so you can, it's just a couple hours each way. Some of the guys taking flights here and there. But now that you've been on this team about half of the season now, how comfortable are you with the other guys, and how's everything going locker room wise?
Yeah, everybody gets along really well. I think we're a really tight group, and that helps a lot on the ice too. So it's good. I mean, we all get along and all hang out together off the ice.
You got a new coach last couple weeks, so there's been a bit of a transition period. Seems like most of the players have adjusted now to your new coach, Jim Holton. What are your thoughts on his style, and how does it differ from what you've seen before?
Yeah, Coach Holton's been great, not only for me personally, but I think for the whole team. He's turned everything around drastically, but you can tell every game how we play. Like, it's just every game we're in it, and it's been a huge change and a lot better for the team.
What are some of your pregame routines? What do you like to do when you're getting ready for a game? Is there anything specific that you do?
Not a whole lot. Usually just keep headphones in the whole game. I don't really talk to anybody. I just like to stay on my own and get ready. And then team meeting, and then just get ready to go.
Now, do you guys stretch out as a group, or is it something where you kind of individually do what you need to do? How does that work out?
We usually the guys play a couple games of two-touch soccer, but for me personally, I just warm up on my own and try to get ready as much as possible for myself.
All right. Well, that's Chris Wilkie. We appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We wish you a speedy recovery and hope for the best tonight for the team.
Thanks.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted, flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
20 minutes gone by. Tri-City Storm have themselves a 2-0 lead on top of the Sioux Falls Stampede here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Sheffrin with you here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. We want to thank Chris Wilkie once again for joining us and giving us some insight into what he does on a daily basis here for the Tri-City Storm. Let's get to your Stadler Implement period recap. Tri-City dominated that first period in most areas of the game. Storm got a lot of quality opportunities. They were able to convert on two goals within a very short span of each other. Ryan McMurphy from Kyle Eason and Thomas Allworth at 7:58. About 28 seconds later, you saw Christian Horn from Garrett Gomez and Kevin Kerr. And so it's 2-0 Tri-City, both nice plays in front and good passing. Both times players strong on the puck, got themselves into a good area and left it to a teammate or a line mate. And really, one of the best lines for the Storm in that first period was their fourth line. Ryan McMurphy, Kyle Eastman, and Thomas Allworth. It's a shame that Allworth is in the box here serving a misconduct for checking from behind, because he looked great in the first period. And Kyle Eastman, and on that, a very strong move from Eastman coming into the zone, continuing to hold on to the puck and right into a scoring area. Got it to Ryan McMurphy, who made it count. Made it 1-0 Storm. And then same kind of thing. Gomez brought the puck over to the line. The next rush, really. Gomez brought the puck over the line and made a strong pass to Christian Horn in a good shooting area. Horn uses a defenseman as a screen. And really a nice shot to get it past Arthur Bry. 2-0 Tri-City Storm had stayed out of the box for the most part in the first period, but with 3 minutes remaining, Allworth took a checking from behind, 2-10. So he is serving another about 8 minutes of that penalty starting in the second period. So it'll be tough. Storm will be with 11 forwards for the first part of the second period. Storm outshot the Sioux Falls Stampede 12-11. And for the most part in that period, Storm were leading by more in the shots on goal total. But after the late power play for Sioux Falls, that's where they caught back up. Johansson made 11 saves, stopped all the shots that came his way. And really, in my opinion, did a great job tracking the puck through a lot of traffic in front. He also was able to be helped out by his defense. Guys on defense making smart plays with the puck. It's easy to turn the puck over in this rink because it's so bang-bang and there's a lot of quick plays happening in a short amount of time. But so far through the first 20 minutes, Tri-City able to play well in front of their goaltending with the six defensemen that are out there tonight. And Johansson's had a pretty easy time of it so far. Arthur Bryant makes 10 saves on 12 shots there in that first period for Sioux Falls. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group here in the USHL. Midway Auto, think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto, think Midway. .com. Scores here around the USHL. First, Indiana on top of Cedar Rapids, 2-1. 17 minutes remaining in the game there on the East Coast in Indiana. The Ice, who lead the Eastern Conference, have a 2-1 lead on the Rough Riders. Ice have goals from Scott Conway and Michael Preston. In Cedar Rapids, there's a power play goal from Alec Marsh. 2-1 lead for Indiana. Chicago with a 2-1 lead over Youngstown after two periods. Sioux City is on top of Muskegon, 1-0 after 20 minutes in Sioux City. Omaha has a 1-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Lancers, after one period of play at their home Ralston Arena, have a goal from Matt Nelson, assist to Jake Randolph and Tyler Vessel. Fargo and Waterloo are scoreless after one period of play. And the final game, Lincoln at Dubuque, just got underway a few minutes ago, scoreless, about 5 minutes into the game at the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque. Again, Lincoln and Dubuque are scoreless. That's your Midway Auto Group out of town scoreboard update here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm
Right now, a 2-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. We'll take a break here on the Breeze. Come back with the beginning of the second period. Here from Sioux Falls, Tri-City on top, 2-0. Here on your home for Storm Hockey, KLIQ.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza,
Papa John's.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweiser's, had yourself the night of your life, yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys. And while you're out there, carpe night them, too. Great time to wait. Grab some buds.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Ready for the second period here in Sioux Falls. Tri-City Storm on top of the Stampede. 2-0 right now on the Breeze. Good first period from the Storm. Got goals from Ryan McMurphy and Christian Horn. Kept the Stampede off the board. And after a good 20 minutes, we'll see what the Storm do here in the second. Aldworth back into the box. He's serving 10-minute game misconduct. And the Storm, this is their third misconduct in the last two games here against Sioux Falls, all from checking from behind. First, Nolan Abel and Patrick Curry took one. Each of them took a 10-minute misconduct for checking from behind back on Saturday. And now here tonight, Aldworth in the box as well. Storm got to be careful from those hits from behind. Tri-City wins the faceoff. They have it going from right to left on your radio dial, and a dribbler right on Bry from Gomez is covered up as play is stopped 15 seconds into the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Again, Tri-City going from right to left on your radio dial. Sioux Falls will go from left to right. Stampede quick to make a change here 15 seconds in. They'll instead go with Keith Burchett against Joel Esperance. And on the faceoff, Burchett joined by his linemate C.J. Franklin, Zeb Knutson. Esperance with Gomez and Horn. Storm in the faceoff. Dello put one wide of the net. Rebound in the near side corner. Esperance trying to get it down low for Gomez. It went under his stick around to the far side. And Franklin, through neutral ice, sends it in deep.
picked up by Burchett on the near side. In the near side corner, loose puck. Burchett has it. Burchett, the near side half wall, up top for Bo Pella. Keeps it in, wraps it around the net to the far side where Dello plays it up the far side wall, and Horn trying to shove it out but could not. Kept in by the Stampede. Dello trying to bank it out of there. He couldn't. Kept in Burchett to the center, and Franklin couldn't handle the pass. Put it wide with the backhand. Loose in the corner again. Handled by Franklin. Got it down low to Burchett. On the goal line to the center in front. A penalty upcoming to Tri-City here is a shot from the point. This is blocked down in front. Now it's touched up by L'Esperance. Storm headed to the penalty box for the second time tonight. Hooking call on Christian Horn. Horn will be in the box for 2 minutes, and Tri-City will go back on the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Horn for a hooking at 109, a chance right off the faceoff for Sioux Falls. It's kept out, and now it's Nanny on the far side corner, down low to Calderon. Got it down low to Nanny once again. Dakota Joshua to the center, and he missed the chance there for Calderon. Another shot was deflected by Johansson. Now another chance in front, swung out up top for Duchesne. And out on the far side, it's McGovern. Down low, Calderon on the back door. Joshua with a big shot, a save. Johansson with the right pad. Kept in again by McGovern on the left point. Forced down low. Glukowski tying up his man. Loose puck poked into the corner by Schultz. Schultz manning the front of the net now. Two-a-side battle behind the net. Murphy in the near side corner. Calderon picked it up. Loose puck behind the net. Poganski sends it all the way down the ice. Nice job by Poganski. Couple big saves by Jacob Johansson here on the GNC penalty kill. Minute to go in the power play for Sioux Falls. Moved up the ice by the Stampede. Franklin into the zone. Got it down low. Griffin Molino wraps it to the center. Bouncing puck. Shot from Pella. Save. Johansson got a piece. And it went in the near side corner. Now it's scrummed in the near side corner. Three Storm players there. Berger trying to get it out. He couldn't. Kept in by Molino on the right point. Worked on the near side half on. Berger sends it down the ice. Nice job by Chase Berger. 30 seconds remaining here on the Storm. Penalty kill presented by GNC. Sioux Falls in the power play. It's Bo Pella. Far side. Top power play unit on the ice. They move it on side. Far side, Burchett. Down low. Takes a hit there from Kevin Kirk. Kirk trying to wrap it up the wall. He got it to Lebowski. And now Berger will race in neutral ice. In on side. Berger stops. Sends it in deep and goes for a change. 10 seconds left. Here in the penalty kill for Tri-City. As it's moved up the wall and kept moved in by O'Connor. O'Connor jostling with Cecere. Stormer back at even strength. Gomez out to neutral ice, try to connect with Horn, who just got back on, and Pella will wrap it back in. Dello on the far side, couldn't get it out. Loose puck on the near side corner. O'Connor down low behind the net. Chance in front, put wide by Sioux Falls, and Horn able to chip it out. R.J. McCozak at center ice, puts it back in. It's Valisano on the far side behind the net. Dello rubs him into the wall, and L'Esperance tried to get it up the wall. Stepanek touched it, and it was going to be a hand pass here on the Stampede. So Stepanek used the glove to move it forward. And it puck play is stopped. 16:20 remaining in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City Storm with a 2-0 lead here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Berger on the faceoff against Will Graber. And it's won by Tri-City. Schultz over to Glukowski through neutral ice. Nice play to Curry. Curry around one man to the net. Shot was saved by Bry. Curry went down on the play. No call coming. As moved to the far side by Nanny out to neutral ice. Settled down, though, by Glukowski. Got it forward for Mayer. Mayer tried to work it in the zone. He was stopped at the line. And Schultz ran into Glukowski as the puck enters the Storm end. Mayer poked it over to Schultz. Schultz passed the red line. Got it to Berger and a stoppage. As Berger was in offside. 15:53 remaining here in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City clinging to that 2-0 lead. They scored both of their goals in the first period. Ryan McMurphy and Christian Horn had the two tallies for Tri-City. Faceoff in neutral ice as the Storm win it. Storm have been good on faceoffs here to begin the second period. And they get it all the way back down to Kevin Kerr. Steers it away from Johansson. And Kerr has it behind the Storm net. Kerr waiting with Knutson there to try the forecheck.
Kirstel waiting, now finds Abel on the far side. Got it to Boganski and neutralized. Boganski stands up his man and sends it in deep to the near side corner. Lebowski goes and tries to play it against Deshane, and it's loose. Lebowski gets it down low to Abel. Poked away there. Boganski has it now. Lebowski in the corner. Up top, Lang. Lang, cross-ice pass, finds Kerr. Kerr takes a shot, missed the net wide. Rebounds picked up by Sioux Falls, and Burchett banks it off the glass. Play by Lang. Lang gets it to Abel, into the zone. Back to Boganski. Takes a shot. Save made by Bry. Bry got it with the blocker side there. Pucks out of the zone. Lang trying to get it back, and he gets it over to Cecere. Cecere banked it off the wall. Bouncing puck. Abel able to settle it down. And now Lebowski will have it. Flips it in deep. Goes for a change. Rolling puck. Went behind the net. Eastman flying off the bench. Comes in to keep it in the zone. Eastman with Curry and McMurphy now. It's Curry getting the extra shift with Aldworth in the box. McMurphy down low. McMurphy in the near side corner. Trying to cycle here. Curry is there. Curry takes a hit from Joshua. McMurphy in the corner trying to get it free. Gets it down low to the far side. Eastman comes in. Big collision there. Keeps it alive for Curry. Trying to center it. Pass loose in the crease. Poked at. Eastman tries. Still loose. It's in. Kyle Eastman puts it in. Tri-City Storm. 3-0 lead. Give that goal to Kyle Eastman. It's his first of the season. Jarring in front and found the back of the net. 3-0 the score. And Eastman gets it at 5 minutes and 40 seconds of the second period. And it's 3-0 Tri-City. They're going to give the goal to Curry. I think it's going to go to Eastman when you see it in front. The puck loose there. And it's on the ground. Rolling, and Eastman puts it in. It's going to go to Kyle Eastman, that goal for Tri-City. Curry and McMurphy may also pick up assists for the Storm, but it's 3-0 Tri-City here in Sioux Falls, and the Storm have turned the tables here on the Stampede. The Storm lost here on November 16th, 6-0, but now have a 3-0 lead here almost halfway through this one. Still a lot of time to play, but the Storm look good, and a great work by that fourth line again, this time missing Aldworth. Eastman has looked good here for Tri-City tonight. And it's 3-0 Storm. Nice forecheck by Gomez, and Lesperance gets a turnover. Lesperance down low to Gomez behind the net. And it's worked by the Storm. Gomez on the backboards now with two Stampede players on him. Kicked it forward. Lesperance trying to get it back. And it's Valisano who wins the battle but played it right back to Gomez. And now it's Lesperance shoving away his man. Lesperance in the near side corner. Horn is there as well. Puck squirts out for Bo Pella. Horn is all over him. Pella finds some space, brings it up the near side. All this from forecheck from this top line. Lesperance hustles to get a change. Pat Curry right back on the ice for Tri-City. Is Pella on the near side, moves up the near side wall. And it's shipped back into the Storm end. Icing waved off as Lukowski goes to get it. Valisano trying to seal him off. Lukowski, nice play up on the near side wall. Ship the puck up and out. Neutral ice brought back in by Deshane. Deshane with a backhand shot. Save made by Johansson on the near side. Moved by Curry up the near side wall. Got it to Berger. Berger in neutral ice. Flips one into the Stampede end. Riding on Bry, and he covers up to stop play. 12:51 remaining here in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. The Tri-City Storm have themselves a 3-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. They've scored their most recent goal here in the second period. Aldworth almost done with his misconduct. As we're about 7 minutes into this period, Aldworth has about one more minute of time to sit. Then he'll be back into the game. 3-0 lead for Tri-City. Face-off won by Sioux Falls on the far side of their own zone. They get it out to neutral ice, and it's Schultz trying to get it to Lebowski, but he turned it over there to Schultz. Schultz played it in the Storm end, but Lang was the first Storm player there. Tried to get it out. Schultz kept it back in. Down low, it's Graber. Lost the puck loose in front. Abel took a hit, got it to Boganski. Boganski past the blue line, into the zone. Loose puck for Lebowski, trying to chance in front there. Went behind the net. Lebowski got it to Boganski on the near side. Boganski gets it down low. Lebowski takes a hit from Deshane. And now it's taken by the Stampede. They move it to neutral ice. Moving in on side, Stepanek with Knutson. Stepanek is stopped on the far side. Nice play by Boganski to shove him in the wall. Puck comes up and out of play into the crowd above the netting. Storm end. Stoppage of play here. 8 minutes into the second period. 12 minutes remaining in the middle frame. 3-0 Tri-City Storm in the lead over the Sioux Falls Stampede here on the Breeze. 94.5 faceoff is to the right of Johansson in the Storm end. Faceoff won by Sioux Falls. Knutson with a shot. Johansson with a blocker. Cut that one off. Put it into the corner. Now down low. It's moved by the Stampede and Burchett. Centering pass. Nobody there. It goes all the way down the ice. Bry leaves it there from a Kozak, and now it's going to be McGovern. There's a penalty upcoming on Tri-City. I didn't see it as the puck went down deep. McGovern with the delayed call here holds it in time for Bry to get off. Knutson on the near side plays it in neutral ice. Here's Franklin in onside. Shoots. Misses the net wide with a rocket shot. Another shot saved by Johansson. Another shot saved. And now it's moving to the far side. Still a delayed penalty call. It's going to come up here against the Storm. Joshua up top. From a Kozak, takes a shot. Deflection in front. Rebound loose. Picked up by Mayer. And the whistle blows. So with 11:08 remaining, and Thomas Allworth about to come out of the box after serving a misconduct, the Storm will be shorthanded back on the GNC penalty kill. Jim Holton discussing the penalty here with the official. Kyle Eastman is the one headed to the box. Eastman is bleeding, and he is headed to the box for a high stick. So Allworth about to come out, not ready yet. Eastman with a high sticking call. Two-minute power play for Sioux Falls, and now here's a chance off the faceoff for Gomez. Gomez into the zone, moves to the far side, stops things, sends it all the way back down to Glukowski, and he'll waste some more time, throw it right in on Bry. Makes the save from Glukowski, who was in his own end at the time. And now it's McGovern, one of the captains here for Sioux Falls, in the onside to DeShane, turned over to Gomez again. Gomez with a rush the other way once more. Gomez to the center this time, Bry makes the save, and DeShane behind the net. Starts it forward for Sioux Falls. Good first 30 seconds here of the GNC penalty kill, but here's Dakota Joshua to the center. Nice play defensively by Schultz to break it up. Stampede keeping it with Molino. Shot saved by Johnson. Rebound is covered up, and a couple players fighting in front. Nanny and Joshua both trying to get to the front. Storm with nice defensive plays there. Johansson made the save and covered up. No rebound there. Also, there was a two-on-one chance, and Schultz stayed in front of the net, made a nice defensive play to knock the puck away from Johansson. 1:17 left in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. They lead 3-0 over Sioux Falls about halfway through the game here in the second period. Faceoff is won by Sioux Falls. Molino on the left point. Pella on the right. Shot save made by Johansson. Rebound wrapped around by Della, but not out. Kept in by Molino. Molino now to Pella on the right point. Pella down low on the circle for Burchett. Centering pass deflected away by Lang. Kept in, though, by Pella. To the right side, and he fanned on a pass and lost it out of the zone. And now it's Knutson who had it and almost taken away by Berger, but Pella is able to recover. And now it's almost taken away again by Berger. And it is taken away by Dello, and Poganski sends it down. Nice job of the penalty kill by Tri-City. 37 seconds remaining in the power play for Sioux Falls. Stampede in with a rush. It's Burchett on the far side. Tried a centering pass. Fanned on it, but got it down low to Franklin. Franklin back to Knutson. It's taken away by Glukowski. Ahead to the far side. Pella able to pinch in and keep it in. Now Glukowski sends it down once more. It's 15 seconds remaining. And the penalty to Eastman, who's about ready to come out of the box. Still nursing what looks like a bloody nose there. As Molino down low, centering pass through the crease, and it's kept up by McKozak. Shot was blocked by Kerr. Eastman out of the box, and the Storm able to clear it all the way down, back to even strength. Nice job on the forecheck there. Lesperance created a turnover trying to find Lebowski, but it was taken away by O'Connor, who banks one off the glass, and it's knocked away, kept in by Sioux Falls. Valisano to the center, left it there for Stepanek. O'Connor in the near side corner. 8:45 left in the period here in the second. Storm lead 3-0. Valisano down low. Behind that, Stepanek alone to the center. Nobody there on the other side. Horn able to take it away and lift it up, but not out. Bouncing puck now is out after Lesperance knocked it away. Sioux Falls tags up. They send it right back in. Cecere gets control. Got it to Horn. Horn on the near side goes in deep against McKozak. McKozak and Horn takes him down. It's moved the other way by Sioux Falls. Taken away by Berger. Got it to the center. Horn couldn't handle it. Now a chance in front. Gomez was on the forecheck. Storm making a change here as the puck goes by their bench. Now Sioux Falls starts the rush. On the far side, Nani taken away by Lang. Nani had a chance there, and Lang got it forward. Now Mayer got it to neutral ice, but it's turned right back by Nani. Nani lost it, though, and Mayer gets it forward, taken out by Duchesne for a second. Goes and chases into the zone. Berger's got it. Berger on the near side. Big hit there by Schultz. And the bench for Sioux Falls happy about that one. 7:45 left in the second. 3-0 Tri-City. It's moved out of the corner by the Stampede behind the net. But now turned up the near side half wall and out of the zone. Nice job and hard work by Sioux Falls. Good forecheck by the Storm. Now it's Glukowski who sends it to Mayer on the near side. Up the wall for Pat Curry. Curry to Berger. Berger flipped one as he took a hit towards the Sioux Falls end. Played there by Bo Pella. And Jack Stander got it ahead for Franklin. And Sioux Falls is offside. The whistle comes with 7:14 remaining here in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Storm now lead 3-0. And as expected, they changed the goal to Kyle Eastman from Patrick Curry and Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy now with 2 points in this game. And McMurphy has been a drive. Of course, he scored the first goal. And Eastman as well has 2 points. And Eastman, again, a goal and a first assist. And those two players have really done well for the Storm here tonight and have been the difference. Storm lead 3-0, but when you get two goals from your fourth line, that is a huge key to success. Another goal came from Christian Horn, who has three consecutive games with a goal now for the Storm. Faceoff won by Sioux Falls, got it in deep. Bouncing to the center, knocked away by Glukowski. Aldworth up the near side, plays it to the center for McMurphy. McMurphy is in onside, takes a shot, save made by Arthur Bry. And he stops play, 7 minutes even remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm lead 3-0 over Sioux Falls here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ, second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Faceoff will be to the left of Bry in the Sioux Falls end. Nolan Abel will take it against Dakota Joshua. Shots on goal. The Storm lead 21-20 right now on the board. This faceoff's won by Sioux Falls, and McGovern has it on the far side wall. Out to neutralize. Joshua gets it in deep. Joshua taken out of the play. It's going to be an interference on Glukowski. It's not the penalty you want to take if you're Nolan Glukowski. And I think he just got caught up at the wrong time. But Glukowski, a veteran, should know better. He's the captain of this team, and he's in the box now. 2 minutes for interference at 13-13. And giving the Sioux Falls Stampede another chance on the power play. Sioux Falls is 0-3 with the man advantage. And the Storm have done well on the penalty kill. But this Sioux Falls team on the power play, they are very good on the power play. They're third in the USHL at 22%. On the power play, and you can see why they move the puck so well, and they win the faceoff. Shoot one in on Johansson. He makes the save. Rebound down low to Schultz. Schultz kicking it ahead on the far side. Poganski gets it ahead of Berger. Berger's got a one-on-one here with Duchesne. Berger stopped at the blue line. Takes a hit there from McGovern. Couldn't get it in deep after he had the one-on-one there. Now it's moved in by Joshua. Wraps it around to the far side where it's played by Duchesne. Nice job by Schultz to get it back to Dello. Dello stops it. McMurphy has it. McMurphy clear. Well, McMurphy's trying to clear, and it was stopped with a glove, but now moved with a hand pass by the Stampede. Nice job by the Stampede at the top of the zone there. I thought for sure McMurphy would have plenty of time to clear, but it was kept in with a glove. 6:12 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. 1:25 remaining. In the penalty to Glukowski for the Storm, this is their third minor penalty of the period. Sioux Falls has not taken a minor penalty since they took the first of the game about halfway through the first period. Neither team has scored a man advantage goal as of yet. 6 minutes left in the period. Storm ahead 3-0. Minute 15 remaining on the Sioux Falls power play, now taken away by Eastman. Eastman into the zone, sent one wide of the net. Down low, McMurphy able to get it first. And McMurphy will kill some time behind the Sioux Falls net. Ryan McMurphy and Kyle Eastman doing everything tonight for the Storm. And McMurphy still killing some time behind the net. He's still got possession. Finally taken off by Bo Pella. Yeoman's work by Ryan McMurphy and Kyle Eastman here on the penalty kill. It's Kevin Kerr. Got to the puck as Sioux Falls dumped it in, but now the Stampede have it back. It's Griffin Molino, the top. Banked it off the far side wall, down to Knutson, taken away by Lang. Wrapped it around the near side, up the half wall, kept in by Pella. Burchett up top. Molino with a shot, was blocked in front by Eastman. Back to Molino, another shot. Johansson with the left pad save. Mayer trying to take it away in the near side wall. Kevin Kerr sent it into the netting and out of play. 5:07 left in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 20 seconds remaining in the Sioux Falls power play. Johansson bearing down in his net, getting ready for the faceoff, which will be outside of the Storm end. It was deflected off of Kerr's stick and into the net. A nice break for the Storm. If they can win a faceoff here, it'd be big. L'Esperance was able to control to Gomez, and now it's sent down by Cecere. Big faceoff win for L'Esperance, as now there's just 10 seconds left in the Stampede power play. Glukowski getting set to come out of the box. Moving in onside is O'Connor, flips it in deep. Final seconds of the power plays. It's O'Connor in the corner. Glukowski out of the box now, turned over to L'Esperance. Here's Glukowski on the near side, has a race into the zone. Glukowski to the center for Gomez, who couldn't handle the pass. Nice look by Glukowski to join the rush, run off the power, off the penalty kill, and get it to Gomez in front. Good look and good chance. Rolls back to the Storm end. Dello corrals it. Plays it forward. It's deflected, though, off to the far side wall. Not out of the zone. Kept in deep by Sioux Falls. And O'Connor wouldn't touch it. It was a hand pass whistled to Sioux Falls. They're waiting for the Storm to touch it. Neither side would. And therefore, it was whistled down. 4:19 remaining here in the second period. Storm with a 3-0 lead over Sioux Falls. And if the Storm can play a good 4 minutes to send out, to take a 3-0 lead in the locker room at the end of this period, that'll be huge. Tri-City took 3 minor penalties in this period, have killed off all the Sioux Falls power play chances. As the Storm win it, Schultz gets it forward to Lobosky. Takes a hit from Schultz. And it goes in deep. Bry plays it around the near side. Pella fell down. Lobosky got a hold of it for a second, but he couldn't get to a teammate. Boganski keeps it on the wall. He goes down. No call coming. And now the Stampede clear it up the far side wall, out of the zone, taken back by Lobosky. Another player down to neutral ice, and Lobosky sent it to Schultz. He wasn't ready for it. Schultz had to go all the way down to retreat. For Tri-City, he's now behind his own net. Jalen Schultz waiting to start play here. Got it to Glukowski. Back to Schultz. 3:30 remaining in the period. Schultz ahead for Lobosky. Banks it in deep. Takes a hit by Pella. Down low, Stander. Played it on the near side. Move by Sioux Falls. Out. Icing is going to be whistled. Icing on Sioux Falls with 3:24 remaining in the second period. Tri-City has themselves a 3-0 lead. Goals have been scored by Ryan McMurphy, Christian Horn, and Kyle Eastman. 3:24 left in the second. Shots on goal even at 21 apiece. Storm have not had much offensive pressure lately after they had to kill a bunch of penalties in this period. Faceoff is going to be the right of Art Bry. Berger on the draw for Tri-City. Sioux Falls able to win it behind their own net. A pile up behind the net. Two Storm players went down. Curry and Mayer right back onto their feet. And it's turned over to Berger, who kept it in deep to Curry. Curry on the near side corner, trying to play it out to Berger. Three Stampede players there against two Storm players. Mayer jumps in and wins the battle. Mayer on the near side, half wall now. Down low to Curry. Curry back to Berger. Berger throws one at the net. Bry makes the save. Rebound loose in front. It's poked to the far side. And here comes Joe Schultz with a rush. Schultz stopped by Kevin Kerr. Sent it in deep for Nanny, who's on the ice off the bench. Nanny on the far side to the center. And it was too far away from a Sioux Falls player. Now Pat Curry racing against Mikozak. Got it into the zone. Curry to the net. Fan on the shot. Now takes a shot. And there was a penalty upcoming on the Stampede as Curry's taken down. It's a hit from behind on Sioux Falls, and it'll be to their captain, the defenseman, Ed McGovern. McGovern will go for hitting from behind. The Scottsdale, Arizona native not happy with the calls. He steps into the box, 2:35 remaining here in the period. It's a Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm. Chance here on the Century 21 power play. The Storm are 0-for-1 today on the power play. They're 10th in the league at 16.3%. 16.3%. It's a 2 and a 10 given to Ed McGovern. So the Stampede need to bring on another player to serve the two-minute minor. And it will be Keith Burchett who comes to the box. McGovern, 2 and a 10 for checking from behind. And Tri-City will have the two-minute power play. They win the faceoff, but it's taken out of the zone. Nice job by Franklin to just chip it out as Cecere moves with it in his own end. Got Glukowski on the far side. Got it to Christian Horn, but he got taken away by Joshua. And now Esperance has it. Glukowski got taken down behind the play. No call coming. Esperance shot one wide of the net. Now it's Christian Horn on the near side. Horn up top to Sear. Swings one to Glukowski on the far side right point. Glukowski down low trying to find Poganski. Taken away and sent all the way down by Sioux Falls. 2 minutes left in the period. 1:25 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Storm with a 3-0 lead looking for a fourth here on the Century 21 power play. Sear out of his own end gets by one man. Nice pass to Esperance. He's in onside. Esperance on the near side wall. Stops at the hash marks. Got it up to Glukowski. Cross-ice pass to Sear. In the center, Esperance. Now Horn and back to Glukowski. Who couldn't keep it in. Glukowski had it roll under his stick. And he sends it to Sear on the far side. Sear evades two players. Gets it back to Christian Horn. Horn will move forward. Poganski off the ice. Pat Curry comes on. Esperance and Horn in onside. Horn takes a shot that goes down low. Esperance tried to whack at a bouncing puck. But he swung and missed. And now it's cleared out and down the ice by the Stampede. 41 seconds remaining. In the power play, Dello and Kerr on the back end for the Tri-City power play. Loboski, Abel, and Curry on in the forwards. Dello on the far side, Abel, great pass to Curry. Curry's in onside. Curry by Deshane, got it in deep. Rolling puck. Curry out in front. Curry lost it to Abel, though. Abel over to Kevin Kerr. Back to Abel at the center. Abel takes a shot, deflection in front, loose, and it's saved by Arthur Bry. Arthur Bry able to stop play. Loboski and Curry both sniffing around the net. Good look by Abel to throw one at the net. Had the lane to shoot. 15 seconds remains in the two-minute minor to McGovern, which is being served by Keith Burchett. McGovern will have an extra 8 minutes to serve on a misconduct. 15 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Storm with the faceoff. Got it to Dello on the far side. Dello makes one move around Franklin. Takes a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound. Loboski couldn't keep it in. And now it's back to neutralize Kevin Kerr with it. Kerr will move it to Dello, and we're back to even strength. Storm 0-for-2 on the power play. Dello in onside to Abel. Abel to the net. Holding to the center. He tried to find Loboski. Abel could have shot that, but he waited for Loboski to get back in the play. He was in front, but Abel would have had a pretty high-quality shot there if he had shot it. Instead, Storm have it the other way. Loboski sent it all the way down. Icing waved off as Abel wins the race. Nice play by Abel, and now he wins a battle and tried to put it in front. It was deflected away. Moving on the far side, Eastman tried to seal off. Nice job there by the Storm, but it's sent out, and a race here for Sioux Falls against Schultz, and the period ends. And after the period ends, Schultz tangled up with a Sioux Falls player there. In the last second, chance as the puck rolled in on Johansson. The goaltender kept it out. Chance there for Burchett, but Schultz, who was a little outmatched, he had two Sioux Falls players coming in on him, was able to do just enough to keep the puck out of the net. As the time expired, Tri-City takes a 3-0 lead into the locker room after two periods of play. Score 3-0 Storm after two, and there's a discussion here with the Stampede and the Storm as they head to the bench. Officials trying to get the players off the ice and into their respective locker rooms. We'll take a break here on the Breeze and come back with your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the home for Storm Hockey, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 3-0 lead after two periods of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ, and the Storm have a 3-goal lead after 40 minutes and have worked very hard to get that lead, and all the goals, hard-working ones, line to write home about tonight is the fourth line. Kyle Eastman, Ryan McMurphy, and Tymus Aldworth with an addition of Patrick Curry for a little while. Those four players have had outstanding nights in the bottom six roles. And the Storm, top six, has a goal. It's Christian Horn from Garrett Gomez and Kevin Kerr. But the bottom guys have really worked hard. McMurphy and Eastman, maybe their best games of the season. And really, they're the difference in a 3-0 lead right now. Shots on goal are even, 23 apiece. And the Storm have Jacob Johansson playing up to his standards in net. 23 saves for Johansson has not allowed a goal. Art Bry has made 20 stops on 23 shots. And the goals here for the Storm, McMurphy from Eastman and Aldworth at 7:58 in the first period. Christian Horn from Garrett Gomez at Kevin Kerr 28 seconds later. And then Kyle Eastman from Patrick Curry and Ryan McMurphy at 5:40 of the second period. The difference in this one, the fourth line, once again, Eastman working so hard there, scoring his first goal of the season in his 23rd game of the year for Tri-City at 5:40 of that second period. Storm got themselves into trouble in the penalty box in the second period, but didn't allow Sioux Falls to take advantage. Three minor penalties to Tri-City. Christian Horn for hooking, Kyle Eastman for high sticking, Nolan Gukowski for interference. But all penalties were killed off. Sioux Falls is 0-4 with the man advantage. The two penalties to the Stampede in that period, both to Ed McGovern, a 2 and a 10 for checking from behind. McGovern still plenty of time to serve that penalty, and the Stampede will be without one of their top defensemen. Ed McGovern, a veteran player, his second year with the team. And this will be some time spent in the box for him in the third period as Tri-City has a 3-0 lead. Biggest key in the third for the Storm, got to stay out of the box. They got to work hard, keep doing what they're doing, but they got to stay out of the box because Sioux Falls will make them pay if they take penalties. They haven't allowed anything yet, but that will change the momentum. Storm have the 3-0 lead. They have momentum in this game. They're playing well, but the minute they allow a goal, especially if they allow a power play goal, the momentum will start to shift. And so the next goal will be huge. If the Storm can score the next goal, they will further supplant themselves as the controllers of this game. But if Sioux Falls scores early, 3-goal leads can evaporate quickly. We've seen it before, and the Storm need to keep their need to keep everyone on the bench mentally focused and ready for the final 20 minutes. They got to play just like they played the first 40, and they should be able to be in good shape. But a lot to go here in this one, and that's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break. Come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto as we get ready for the third period here in Sioux Falls, the first of two meetings between these two teams this weekend. Tri-City on top, 3-0 right here on the Breeze.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Get you the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. As we look at these scores around the league, Indiana has defeated Cedar Rapids. That's a final in Indiana. Two more points for the Ice. And talk about Indiana. They have been one of the teams that has kind of come out of nowhere here. They lead the Eastern Conference. Only about halfway through the season, there's a lot of teams that still have a chance here in both conferences, but Indiana has the lead right now and a 9-3-3 record at home for the Ice. They defeat tonight. A really nice win. They defeat the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, who a lot of people thought Cedar Rapids one of the best teams in this league, but the Rough Riders have fallen off a little bit and still only 4 points out of a playoff spot, but Cedar Rapids right now on the outside looking in, and they lose here to Indiana 4-2 on the road in Indianapolis. Chicago defeats Youngstown 4-1. The Steel continue to try to climb in the standings as they're a few points behind Cedar Rapids, but Chicago and Youngstown, the two bottom feeders in the Eastern Conference, and tonight Chicago wins on the road at the Covelli Center 4-1. Sioux City has taken a 3-0 lead over the Muskegon Lumberjacks after two periods. Storm fans obviously watching Sioux City. It's a team that the Storm need to catch in the standings. Entering tonight's play, the Storm were 19 points behind Sioux City, and the Musketeers have themselves a 3-0 lead after two over Muskegon. So same score as what we have here. Des Moines has taken a 2-1 lead over Omaha. That maybe is a bit of a surprising score right now, as Omaha is the first place team in the Western Conference. Des Moines in fifth place, trying to catch Sioux City just like the Storm are. Des Moines 3 points ahead of Tri-City, and after two periods, they have a 1-0 lead on the Lancers. Danny Elser and Ruslan Rakhmatov score goals for the Buccaneers in the second period, and they're up 2-1 over Omaha. Fargo and Waterloo are scoreless almost through the second period of play, and Fargo trying to get some points. Actually, they just scored. The Fargo Force have a 1-0 lead over Waterloo with a minute remaining in the first period. The goal to John Bayako on the power play from Josh Elms, and Force, the bottom team in the USHL right now. They have a 1-0 lead over Waterloo on the road in Waterloo late in the second period. Lincoln and Dubuque are scoreless, just underway in the second period. The Stars visiting the Fighting Saints tonight. The Saints have that great record at the Mystique Community Ice Arena this season. Dubuque 11-2 at home. Sioux Falls 9-3-1 has had a great record at home as well. The best record at home goes to Waterloo, who's down 1-0 at home. 12-2 they are at home, and they're trailing 1-0 to Fargo late in the second period. So that's your out-of-town school board update. Fans, we want to remind you about our Tuesday trivia question presented by Valentino's. Head on to the Storm's Facebook page each Tuesday afternoon. Check out the Valentino's trivia question of the week. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Log on to the Storm Facebook page, comment with the correct answer to the Valentino's trivia question, and be entered to win free buffet from Valentino's. Tri-City area, great pizza place, got the buffet, chance to get a free buffet from Valentino's. Log on and check out the question of the week. Had some great response on the trivia questions thus far this season, and we'll keep getting them to you each week presented by Valentino's. Tri-City with a 3-0 lead on top of the Sioux Falls Stampede. 20 minutes away from a victory. Storm got to buckle down and play some smart hockey here in the final 20 minutes. They can potentially come out with 2 points here tonight in Sioux Falls, with a battle between these two teams looming tomorrow night as well. We'll take a break and come back for the third and final period right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitor service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from, its brewmaster, It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
20 minutes to go here in Sioux Falls. Tri-City Storm with a 3-0 lead on the Stampede. First of two matchups this weekend between the two teams here at the Sioux Falls Arena. Storm, gotta play some good hockey here in the last 20 minutes. Hang on to this one. They got a 3-0 lead. Teams have switched sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial. Stampede from right to left. And the Stampede win the faceoff and have possession to start the third. It's DeShane who wraps it around the wall. Played on the far side by O'Connor. Down low. O'Connor plays give and go in the corner. Gets it back. And now it's down low. Lesperance trying to take Valisano out of the play. But it's taken by O'Connor again. Shoved in the wall by Kevin Kerr. Nice move. And now it's kept alive, though, by Molino. DeShane with a shot that misses the net wide right. Rebound on the far side. Shot to the center there by Mikozak was blocked. Down low, Molino shoved in the wall by Glukowski. And now it's O'Connor on the far side. Valisano up the far side wall. O'Connor back down low to Molino. Wraparound chance. Johansson makes the save. And it's Christian Horn that gets it out of the zone. Back into the Sioux Falls end of things. Puck's in the air, banked off the near side wall. Horn had gloved it down, kept it in. Sean Lang with a shot, save made by Bry. Rebound on the far side. Gomez has it, and a penalty upcoming to Tri-City. It's a high-sticking call. And it's going to Gomez. Gomez into the box, a minute into the third period here, presented by Big O Tires. And Gomez will sit for 2 minutes for high sticking. And just what we talked about during the intermission, staying out of the box so crucial when you have a lead. And right here, the Storm wastes no time, headed to the box. Another power play for Sioux Falls. Gomez high sticking the call. And Sioux Falls 0-4 on the power play, but they win the faceoff here. And it's Bo Pella who tees up a shot. Went wide, rebound in the center. Is bounced around, taken away by Poganski. Nice play to McMurphy, who's rushing to the net. McMurphy alone shoots and misses. It's taken. He's taken down. Penalty coming. Hooking call on Sioux Falls. McMurphy was alone, sent by Poganski. What a pass from Poganski. Sent it through a defenseman's legs, and McMurphy got his speed going. Stormer wondering if it's a penalty shot, and I don't think it's going to be. Hooking is the call on the Stampede, and it looks like it'll go to Griffin Molino. Molino is a forward who plays point and defense on the power play, and he'll be handed to the box for the hook at 1:11. So 15 seconds into the Gomez penalty, Molino makes it even. We're 4-on-4 for the next minute 45. Storm with a 3-0 lead, just underway in the third period. Sioux Falls able to win possession off the faceoff, and it's DeShane who has it behind his own net. Lebowski is lurking on the forecheck, moved to the far side. Fritz able to get it in deep to the Storm end. On the near side, it's Knutson down low to Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side for Berger. Berger up the far side wall. Nice pass. Lebowski chasing for it, trying to take DeShane out of the play, and he does. DeShane on his back, but Lebowski couldn't win the play as it was Fritz that helped it over to Franklin. Franklin up the ice now into the Storm end. Knocked down by Cecier. Puck's in the corner. Cecier played it ahead, and Lebowski's able to skate it out in neutral ice. Stopped for a second. Picked up by Berger. Bouncing puck around is taken back by Fritz for Sioux Falls. Still 50 seconds remaining in the 4-on-4, and it'll be abbreviated power play for 15 seconds for the Storm. Lesbrons banks it out of the zone once more. Storm going to change as it's Jack Stander who will bring it in for Sioux Falls. Stander on the near side with a shot saved by Johansson. Big rebound in front. It's cleared to the side, and it's kept in up top by the Stampede. Mikozak played it in the corner. Loose down low for Dakota Joshua. Joshua on the far side of the center was knocked away. Back to Joshua, though. He sent it in deep. Cecier trying to get positioning on Calderon. Through the center it goes. Mikozak keeps it in. Takes a shot blocked by Lesperance. Lesperance trying to get through for a break. Christian Horn gets it. Horn to the center, and he shoots. Save made by Bry. Horn tried to go five-hole as he came down the near side, and Bry closed it up just in time. Calderon the other way. Shoots. Save made by Johansson with the left pad. On the far side, McMurphy knocks his man over. Storm back at full strength with Gomez here on the power play. A shot. Save made by Johansson with the right pad on Calderon. Now it's down low, and Dello has it. Moves it up the far side. Gomez to neutralize. Can't get it much further, though, as we're back to even strength. 16:45 remaining in the game. Tri-City is offside, and they're leading 3-0 over the Sioux Falls Stampede. 16:42 to go in the Big O Tires third period of play. Jacob Johansson, another couple outstanding saves. Johansson, so quick and agile with his legs pads, made some great saves there on the Stampede. They're trying to shoot it low and get those rebounds coming off of Johansson's pads. The Storm know they're coming, and they've got good defense in front of Johansson. Faceoff was won by the Storm. Quick shot from the point by Schultz is gloved and held on to by Bry. So a stoppage with 16:31 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City, 3-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Here on the road in Sioux Falls. Faceoff is up to the right of Bry. And Berger able to win it for Tri-City. Back to Schultz. Another shot. Deflection. Rebound. Score! Chase Berger puts it home on the rebound off a shot from Jalen Schultz. And Tri-City has themselves a 4-0 lead with 16:27 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. The rebound pinballed right to Chase Berger, and he popped it home. Chase Berger gets the goal for Tri-City. It's his fifth of the season. Jalen Schultz will pick up the first assist for Tri-City, who took that shot. Drew Mayer may pick up an assist as well for Tri-City, but Chase Berger, his fifth goal and ninth point of the season, gives the Storm a 4-0 lead, and Tri-City in control here with 16 minutes and change remaining in this one. Storm move it into the zone. Shot wide of the net by Mayer on the far side. Curry to the center, deflected away into the netting and out of play. 16-16 now remaining in the Big O Tires third period. What a goal from the Storm. Just to play right off the faceoff. One back to Schultz. Schultz took that shot on net. Rebound came right out to Chase Berger, who deposited in the back of the net. Had plenty of room, plenty of time, and plenty of space. As he beat Bry, and the Storm have scored four goals tonight. They're out shooting the Stampede 29-26. Faceoff won by the Stampede, but kept in by Glukowski. Nice job by Nolan Glukowski to keep that in and get it in deep. Mikozak around the far side, taken this time by Poganski. Into the far side wall, Nolan Abel trying to move it with Lebowski. Lebowski to the center for Poganski. Makes a nice move. Shoots. Save made by Bry. Rebound went wide. And now it's Mikozak who banks it off the near side glass. And it's forward for Molino, who's into the zone. 3-on-2. Valisano with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound is behind the net. O'Connor has it on the goal line. It's played down low once again to Molino. Molino tried a centering pass, and it rolled off his stick. Now he gets it back and sends it into the netting. Stoppage in play, 15:34 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period, Tri-City, 4-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede Storm. Thus far, with a complete effort, still have some time to go, but they have the 4-0 lead and control of the game here in Sioux Falls. Face off in neutral ice, L'Esperance against Dakota Joshua, and it's won by the Stampede. Stander shoots it in. The defenseman gets it around the boards, and it's down low for the Stampede. Nanny to the center. Shot was blocked. Rebound down low. Another chance in front. Went wide up to the top of the zone. The rebound goes, and Bo Pella, nice job keeping it in. Down low, Calderon. Centering pass. Knocked away this time by Christian Horn, and Horn's got it. Horn will skate past the red line. Try to send it for L'Esperance. Taken back by the Stampede and sent in on Johansson. Played by Dello. Dello around a Sasir on the far side. Got it forward for Gomez. Gomez got it back into the Sioux Falls end. Bo Pella swiped and missed at the puck. Horn evades him and goes down to get it. Pella takes him down. No call coming. As it's picked and centered for McMurphy, but it was deflected off of Bry's stick. Sean Lang in deep, trying to get it to McMurphy. It's lifted out by Sioux Falls. Rolling puck back into the Storm end. Icing waved off as Schultz goes back to get it. Schultz to the far side for McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy with a goal in this game. Lost it to Nanny in neutral ice. It's sticked down by Johansson. Jalen Schultz plays it around the far side for Aldworth, the Providence College commit. And Aldworth has it forward. Aldworth, with his first assist of the season, makes one move. Tried to go to the net. Lost the puck wide, but continued the play on the near side wall. Taken back by Sioux Falls. And it's Burchett in offside. Burchett a step ahead of the play. And Zeb Knutson. Storm's goal, Berger from Schultz. They just announced officially Chase Berger with his fifth goal of the season. Tri-City with a 4-0 lead over Sioux Falls. Face-off is in neutral ice here. Chase Berger against Valisano. 14:13 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Berger wins the faceoff. Kevin Kerr to Glukowski. Nice move from Glukowski. Try to move around O'Connor. Got it loose on the far side and neutral ice, and Valisano put it in deep. Glukowski got it forward for Curry. Muddled in his skates for a second, but he gets it back and sends it back into the Sioux Falls end. Icing is waved off as Berger wins the race. Storm are hustling here, and they have negated about three icings here tonight. That's been huge. And the Storm, really, that is just hard work. And you see it all over the ice from this Tri-City team tonight. They win a battle down low. He's a chance in front for Curry. Knocked away by the Stampede. Brought the other way by Griffin Molino, who tried to throw it in deep. Glukowski sticked it down with a skate. Hits Drew Mayer as the Storm were changing. Dangerous there. Storm could have been whistled for too many men, but the puck goes in deep. Pogansky, good battle down low. Won the possession. Tried to get it in front for Lamoski. Chipped away. Rebound for Abel. Taken back by Deshane. Deshane leading the rush. Scored two goals the last time these two teams met here. In a 6-0 Sioux Falls win, he put that one wide of the net. And the rebound on the near side wall. Abel trying to pry it away. Loose puck squirts to Lebowski, and he sends it to neutral ice. Bo Pella corrals a bouncing puck in his own end. Holds things and moves it forward to Stepanek. Stepanek into the zone. Knocked away by Pogansky. Here come the Storm. Pogansky past the neutral ice. Lebowski trying to get it to Abel, knocked away. Storm a little bit passive here. I mean, you got a 4-0 lead. It's hard to complain, but you got to look for some more shots on net. Lebowski takes one there, and it's saved by Bry. Rebound loose behind the net, played around the near side wall. Up top, Lang keeps it in for a second, but now it's knocked back out. Nice job by Christian Horn there working with Lang. And now it's Jalen Schultz who sends it in. Glove down by Bry, and he's going to hang on to this one as Christian Horn was lurking there. 12:17 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm, 4-0 lead. Now on the Sioux Falls Stampede here at Sioux Falls Arena on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Face off to the left of Bry now. L'Esperance gets tossed from the circle. Gomez will come in and take it against Burchett. Face-off won by the Storm. Lang able to keep it in at the blue line. Down low, Gomez got it. Shoot, save made by Bry. Nice job by Gomez getting the pass from Lang, who kept it in, and just in a right position there by Gomez. Sioux Falls in onside. Looked like Knutson was in ahead of the line, but Fritz takes a shot. Saved by Johansson. Rebound, just missed the net. Good opportunity for Knutson, and he missed the net, and Johansson left him some room there as he was out of position after the first shot. Now here come the Sioux Falls Stampede once back again. It's Franklin to the center for Knutson. On the back of Trailer and a score. Keith Burchett ends the Storm shutout and gets the first goal of the night for Sioux Falls with 11:44 remaining. Here in the Big O Tires, third period of play, it's going to be Keith Burchett from Zeb Knutson and C.J. Franklin. A nice, hard-working effort from that line. Burchett from Franklin and Knutson. And they wrap that one past the outstretched right pad of Johansson. Valiant effort for Johansson tonight. He's made 29 saves. But no shutout for the Storm netminder. Storm ahead 4-1 now. Still a lot of time left in this game, and Storm need to get up back under control here as they win the faceoff. Kevin Kerr moves it forward, got it to the far side, moving on side by McMurphy. Sent it for Allworth, trying to shot, he fanned on it, but nice job by Allworth to sweep the rebound, down low to Eastman. Eastman takes a hit on the back wall, moving the puck with Stander on him. Eastman continuing to use some power moves here tonight. The strength of Kyle Eastman has been a factor here. Not often do we say that, but he's playing very well tonight. Puck swept back out to the Storm in neutral ice. Glukowski back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr passed the red line, got a shot that was deflected, rolling puck in on Bry, who covers up and stops play. 11 minutes and 2 seconds remain here in the third period, presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City Storm have a 4-1 lead over the Sioux Falls Stampede, out shooting the Stampede 32-30. Berger will take this draw for Tri-City. In the Sioux Falls end, it's won by the Stampede, but kept in by Dello, trying to fire a shot that he fanned on. Mayer chipped it wide of the net, but the rebound, Pat Curry has it on the far side. And now it's loose. O'Connor takes it out, and it's moved ahead by O'Connor. Cecere has him into the far side wall. O'Connor to the center, banked off a skate. And now Valisano has it. Banked it down low, centering pass, shoot, shot, missed the net. Good look there for Connor Valisano. Valisano has it back on the far side. Down low to Molino, back to Valisano. Loose puck, Dello shoves Valisano down, and a penalty is whistled, and the official waited to call that. And he calls boarding, and that cannot please Jim Holton. Dello shoved his man down, and an understandable penalty, but came a little bit late. That's if you're going to be a Tri-City fan, you're going to be upset with that because it came late. And play was already done when they called it. Dello is going to go for boarding here at 9:37. Dello trying to use that physicality. And he takes the penalty. 2 minutes on the board. 10:23. Storm left in the third period presented by Big O Tires. 2 minutes on the power play here for Sioux Falls and the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Stampede win the faceoff. Bo Pella at the center. Johansson makes a glove save on a shot by Pella. They've been going a little bit wide to the right, but Johansson able to be there with the glove and stop play. 4-1 the score. Tri-City is ahead with 10:13 to go in the game and 1:51 left in the penalty kill, but the tide is turning a little bit here. Sioux Falls, another power play opportunity. Stampede tonight are 0-4. Storm won the faceoff, and it's out of the zone. Poganski had the puck, got it up top, and the Stampede couldn't hold it. And now McMurphy with a turnover, and a shot just missed the net. Nice little bad angle shot from McMurphy. And had a good shot at going in, but it just missed the net wide, and he had Bry there on a short angle chance. Now another shot from McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a short-handed goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Poganski on the forecheck made it happen and got the puck to the center on a forechecking turnover. McMurphy just stepped into it and rocketed one in the top left corner. Ryan McMurphy, the shorthanded goal of the Storm with 5 shorthanded goals this season. And McMurphy makes it 5-1 Tri-City with 9:48 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Ryan McMurphy. He scored the first goal of this game, and now this is his second of the night. What a big goal for the Storm. Just as we said, the tide was turning. McMurphy stepped into one and was able to score, beating Bry. Now the Storm got control of the puck as the Stampede try to move in. Still on the power play for another minute, 10 seconds, but Tri-City cleared it all the way down. And now Sioux Falls sends it in deep. Johansson sticks it down, and he'll cover up and stop play. 9:27 remaining in the game. Tri-City, 5-1 lead. Ryan McMurphy, two goals tonight, including a shorthanded goal. The only special teams tally of the night for either side. What a shot from McMurphy. Found its way into the top left corner of the net. The faceoff is scrum four in the Storm end after Johansson had covered it up. It's played by Dakota Joshua in the far side corner. Lesperon Skulkowski trying to work with it. Now it's finally loose to Kevin Kerr behind the net. Kerr changes direction to get away from his man and clears the puck out of the zone. All the way down and on Bry. We got 9 minutes remaining in the game. Sioux Falls trailing 5-1 with a power play for another 32 seconds. On the far side, puck is controlled by McGovern, who's out of the box after serving the misconduct, and a shot on net and a save by Johansson with the glove. Jacob Johansson, another outstanding night in net for Tri-City here tonight. He's made 33 shots. He's made 33 saves by Johansson. Storm with a 5-1 lead, 8:45 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Cecier sent it to Eastman in the near side, and Eastman sends it all the way down the ice. Bry stops it for Stander, and Stander will move forward on the far side. He finds Valisano into the zone. Valisano down low behind the net. Looking out in front, Valisano cycles back down low, and Dello is out of the box. Storm have killed off yet another power play. Puck's out of the zone, and back to Jack Stander for Sioux Falls with 8 minutes and 12 seconds left in a game that the Storm lead 5-1. This will be an icing on the Stampede. Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff with 8:07 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. 5-1 lead for Tri-City. 2 for Ryan McMurphy tonight. Christian Horn, Kyle Eastman also with goals. Chase Berger as well scored for Tri-City. Faceoff is scrum four in the Sioux Falls end. It's one forward to Jason Stepanek. Stepanek up the near side wall, lost the puck. Now it's Chase Berger. Berger, nice pass to Mayer. Mayer on the right side, makes one move, taken down. No call coming. As Mayer maybe a little too fancy, tried a toe drag move there, and he got taken down. Nice hit there on the far side. Lang and Schultz. There as the Storm had it back down low as Lang goes into the far side wall. Loose puck on the far side is taken by Pat Curry. Got a forward to Mayer, who put it into the bench and out of play. Stoppage with 7:28 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. Sioux Falls didn't like that. Mayer has a couple words as he heads back to the Storm bench. Again, 7:28 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City on top. 5-1 here over Sioux Falls. Fans, you may not know it, but Big O Tires is the largest chain of independent tire stores in America. They have almost 600 locations across the U.S. and Canada. Since 1962, Big O Tires has been offering high-quality products and outstanding service. Their stores are locally owned and operated and are deeply committed to earning and keeping your business. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede here at the Sioux Falls Arena. And these two teams will meet up tomorrow. The Storm can hold on. This would be their second consecutive victory over Sioux Falls and their third meeting of the season. Second meeting here at Sioux Falls Arena. Face-off. So we resume play. We'll be in neutral ice, 7:28 to go. Faceoff won by Tri-City back to their own end as Lang gets it to Jalen Schultz. Schultz got it forward to Abel, and now Lebowski sweeps it in deep. So I'm trying to simplify the game here, up 4 goals, just trying to get it in deep and work. Lebowski found Poganski there in the slot, but it was taken away by Sioux Falls, and now Dakota Joshua trying to get it on the near side of Nanny, taken away by Lang, sent in by Abel. Back to Lebowski. Abel, the nice move, gets taken off the puck, though. And now it's Dakota Joshua the other way. Into the zone. Stood up there by Schultz. Pucks move to Lebowski on the near side. It's Lang. Lang on the far side now to Schultz. Schultz move up the far side wall. Got it to Lebowski. Lebowski past the red line. Sent it into the Sioux Falls end. Bo Pella has it there as McGovern moves it forward to Valisano. Valisano got it in deep. Pass Glukowski. Kevin Kerr plays it for Tri-City. Kerr stops on the far side. Sends one to Glukowski on the near side. Storm move up ice. Here with Kerr. Ahead for Gomez. Couldn't get it far past the red line. Now Lesperance has it. Trying to chip it in the zone. Got it in the zone, but Griffin Molino has it. Sends a pass forward for Valisano. Knocked down by Glukowski. And sent all the way down. Icing whistled on Tri-City. 6:07 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City with a 5-1 lead on Sioux Falls. Shots on goal in the game. 34 for Tri-City. 31 for Sioux Falls. Face-off now to the right of Johansson is won by Tri-City. Glukowski got it behind the net. To the far side, Gomez. Gomez, nice move to get away from attacking forecheck. Makes a pass over to Christian Horn. Horn into the zone. Throws one at the net. Bry makes the save and hangs on. Lesperance taking some shoves in front of the net. The players are separated by the officiating crew. 5:55 now remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm ahead of the Sioux Falls Stampede. 5-1 here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Ryan McMurphy will take this faceoff for Tri-City against Will Graber. From the Brookings Blizzard, a Longmont, Colorado native is Graber. And that'll be Kyle Eastman. He'll leave it for Aldworth, who will take the faceoff. And faceoff scrum form, one back by the Storm. McMurphy down low to Aldworth on the near side, trying to cycle down low. Nice play by Graber to seal him off. And now it's Schultz forward to Stepanek. Stepanek, who was formerly of the Lincoln Stars, came over to Sioux Falls in a trade. It's now on the near side for Pella. Keeps it in it at the line. Joe Schultz down low again on the near side for Pella. Keeps it in on the half wall. As it's scrum four on the near side corner, down low to Cecier. Cecier on the far side of Aldworth couldn't handle it. It's turned back, though, to Cecier. Cecier had his clearing attempt blocked. And now it's sent over to Dello on the near side. Dello on the near side to Eastman. Sent it in deep. Pella moves it on the far side for Stander. Stander up top, kept in by McMurphy. Down low, Pat Curry, first man there. Curry up top to Lang. Lang keeps it in with a skate. Banks it back down low to Curry. Nice work by the Storm. And again, this fourth line. Up top now it's Dello. Johansson off the ice as there's a delayed penalty upcoming on Sioux Falls. And they touch up to stop play. We're inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Here's the Tri-City Storm as a 5-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints. With locations in McCook, Grand Island, and Kearney, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. C.J. Franklin, the man in the box for an interference. Tri-City Storm. Head of the Century 21 power play. Here as we move to the latter stages of the period. 4:46 to go in the game. Storm in control of the 5-1 lead and now a two-minute power play. They win the faceoff. Dello takes a shot. Deflection just wide by Eastman. Nice net front presence there by Eastman. Now it's Kevin Kerr. Back to Dello. Eastman, McMurphy, and Aldworth have earned themselves a shift on the power play here late in the game with a 5-1 lead. As Sioux Falls clears it out of the zone. Kerr over to Dello. Cross-ice pass to McMurphy. Past the red line. Chipped away. Now taken by the Storm. Here's Aldworth. Aldworth settles the puck down. Stops. Tries to get to the center. Gets knocked off the puck. Eastman tries to come out and help. And now it's taken back away by Griffin Molino. Molino into the zone. Makes one move. Shoots. Save made by Johansson with a right pad. Rebound on the far side now. As both McMurphy and Dello trying to pry it away from Molino, who has it pinned in the corner. Trying to kill some time on the Storm power play. But he's killing some time for the Sioux Falls team as they're down 5-1. Now it's puck is one on the near side half wall. In the Storm end, finally comes free to Aldworth. Aldworth gets taken down at neutral ice. Back into the Sioux Falls end. It rolls. Eastman on the forecheck takes it away. Eastman behind the net now, working against two Stampede players. Eastman comes away with the puck. Gets it up top for Cecilia, who settles it down and wraps it in deep. Curry able to get to it on the near side. Down low to Berger. Back to Curry on the corner. Curry to Berger. Berger with space to the center for Cecilia. Back to Glukowski. Now Cecilia again on the far side. Slap pass. Berger takes a pass down low. Curry centering pass for Mayer on the doorstep. Knocked away. Now Cecilia settles it down. 20 seconds left of the Century 21 power play. Cecilia down low to Mayer. Had it chipped away from his stick into the corner. Mayer wins the battle to get it back. Cecilia finds Mayer on the top of the circle. Takes his shot. Was blocked. Glukowski with it. Bouncing puck. Shoots it wide. Rebound Berger on the far side. Final seconds of the Century 21 power play. Pat Curry with it on the doorstep. Up top. Trying a centering pass. Loose as Stampede are at full strength. Mayer played it back down to the Storm end. It hits skate near the bench and rolls back into the Storm end with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 lead over Sioux Falls. Trying to finish this one out. As Lang sees pressure on the near side and it's turned over behind the net. Burchett, who has the only goal of the game for Sioux Falls, couldn't do much with it. Lang got it forward. It's brought in by Horn offside as Gomez was a step ahead of the play. Awesome. 2 minutes and 12 seconds remaining here. The Diamond Vogel Final Five. The Big O Tires third period Tri-City Storm. 5-1 lead over the Sioux Falls Stampede. Turning the tables on the Stampede, who shut them out 6-0 the last time they were here on November 16th. What a role reversal. That was the last game for the Storm under the direction of Josh Howgie, although he was not in the building for that game, as it was assistant coach J.B. Bittner who acted as the head coach during that game. And the next week, after the Storm got back to Kearney, they made the coaching change, and things have definitely changed in Kearney. Storm have won 5 of their last 7 games. They've made some moves. Players have come and gone since Jim Holton took over, but no denying that the Storm have won 5 of their last 7, and this is a Sioux Falls team that they lost to 6-0 in this building a couple months ago, and now they are out playing them. 5-1 lead for Tri-City in the final minutes of this game. So 1.5 minutes to go in this one. As it's wrapped around the near side, Nolan Abel trying to chip it out, but he couldn't. Sander camped it in. Abel back behind the net. Turned it over, though. Centering pass, and it was put wide by Molino. Schultz took a hit there. Puck was played by Lang. Down low. Stolen by Nanny. Nanny on the near side circle. Down low to Valisano. Centering pass by Molino. Knocked off Johansson's pads. Kept in, though, by McGovern. Final minute of play here in this one. Puck worked down on the near side half wall. Picked up by Schultz. Schultz will put it into the near side corner. Art Bry is going to stay in his net here. Storm with a 4-goal lead. 45 seconds left in this game. It's all but over here. As it's moved out by Aldworth. Race for the puck. Aldworth trying to win it. McGovern able to put it into the corner. And now on the near side, Eastman trying to keep it in. Taken out by the Stampede and Stepanek. Stepanek forward to Valisano. Who got it in deep. Johansson sticks it down. Left it behind the net, though. Chance in front. Knocked away by Dello. Aldworth on the near side lost it. Puck poked on the far side. Aldworth chips one ahead in the air. Rolling back to Fritz in the Sioux Falls end. Final 15 seconds of the game as Dello has it back on his stick. Cross-ice pass to Cecere. Cecere moves forward. Banks it off the far side wall. Back in the Sioux Falls end. Final seconds of this one as McMurphy had a collision there with Deshane. And that'll do it for this one. Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 dominating victory over the Sioux Falls Stampede. They pick up 2 points, 2 consecutive victories over Sioux Falls. The first one in Kearney last weekend, and here on the road, 5-1 win for Tri-City. Two teams will be back at it tomorrow, and a lot of work still to be done for the Storm, but it feels good to get their 10th win of the season in double digits in the win column. 2 goals from Ryan McMurphy, including a shorthanded tally, and Tri-City Storm come out victorious here from Sioux Falls Arena. 5-1 the final. We'll take a break and come back to recap this one in the Old Chicago postgame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm get the victory, 5-1 final here on the Breeze 94.5. It's the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Final score once again, 5-1. The Tri-City Storm get the win over Sioux Falls, and it was a dominating performance from start to finish for this Tri-City Storm team. You can't argue with success, and the Storm had it tonight. Starting out right from the first period, the Storm scored two goals in a matter of seconds between the two. And really, the first goal scored by Ryan McMurphy, but the play was made by Kyle Eastman. Eastman set up McMurphy in front, and really a perfect pass. McMurphy had a tap-in goal. It was McMurphy's fourth of the season. Eastman gets credit for that first assist off a great pass, and it gave the Storm a lot of confidence to score that first goal, break through in this game, take the lead 1-0, and right after that, Christian Horn, one of the best goal scorers on this Storm team, gets his 10th of the season. Perfect wrist shot into the top right corner of the net, beating Arthur Bry, and it was 2-0 Tri-City before you could even blink an eye here. 8 minutes into the game, and he got a 2-0 lead and quieted down the fans. You heard from Jim Holton, the beginning of the game. In the coach's corner, he told us the beginning of the game is so important. Storm got that 2-0 lead. They add a goal in the second period, and just a nice play there. second period. They added another goal from Eastman. Grinding play in front. Eastman, Patrick Curry were grinding in front there. And the Storm get that goal to make it 3-0 at the end of two. And then in the third period, goals from Chase Berger and then Ryan McMurphy shorthanded really sealed the deal after Sioux Falls had scored to make it 4-1. McMurphy finds the back of the net with a shorthanded tally and gives the Storm a 5-1 lead. And that's where they hung on and stayed 5-1. The final here for Tri-City. Didn't convert on any power play goals, but kept Sioux Falls off the board when they had a power play. And the Storm took a bunch of penalties in this game, but the penalty kill was very good for Tri-City here today. Held the Sioux Falls Stampede off the board on the power play. 5-1 win for Tri-City, and that's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. 3 stars tonight for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm's third star tonight was given to Christian Horn. Horn had a goal in the first period, second goal of the night. 10th of the season for Horn. He picks up the third star. Second star of the night given to Ryan McMurphy. 2 goals for McMurphy. 1 in the first period, the first of the game, and a shorthanded goal in the third. His 5th goal of the year. He's the second star of the night. And the first star, the goaltender for Tri-City, Jacob Johansson. Another outstanding night in net. Just allowed 1 goal in the third period. His team already had a 4-0 lead at that time. And Johansson, again, the backbone of this team, gets the first star. 3 stars tonight presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West, the full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. We'll take a quick 1-minute break here on the breeze, and we'll come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm and the grinder of the night here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Sioux Falls. Here, the Old Chicago postgame show on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And the Tri-City Storm, 5-1 victory over Sioux Falls. They were here on November 16th, and it was a 6-0 loss. A lot different here. They turn the tables on the Stampede, and now we're joined by head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton,
here as we recap this one, and obviously, Coach, you weren't here to see the last one, but you were here to see the game last week, and your team came out with a 3-1 win and a very similar performance. Seems like they learned from what they did last week and improved on it tonight.
Well, we did improve upon it. I think we had a great first period, especially the first 10 minutes. We really set the tone. We finally got into a shot mentality. You know, it's amazing when you score the first goal at any level, but especially at this level, it breeds confidence. And I thought you could really see that in our game as it went along. But, you know, it was a terrific effort right from Jacob on out. And it was a real grinders game. We talked about that in the pregame before, and I thought our third and fourth line in particular were outstanding.
Yeah, we talked before about getting a lead early on. Your team right now, I don't know if you want to know the stat, but 7-0 when leading after two periods. So when they've had a lead and they've gotten that confidence, they've played well. And you talk about the third and fourth lines tonight. What a performance from especially Eastman and McMurphy, guys who really don't often factor into the scoring. Both of them score goals tonight, but it's all as a result of just hard work and, like you said, just grinding it out.
Well, when you win on the road, it's usually those guys that make the difference. And they do all the hard work and don't get a lot of fanfare. But Ryan McMurphy in particular has just done yeoman service for us on the penalty kill. He plays a lot of tough minutes against top lines. And Kyle Eastman's a guy that we've scratched on certain nights. But, boy, you talk about a response in a positive fashion. And it's so nice to see those guys get rewarded on the score sheet. And, I mean, the turning point in the game for me is they had some momentum at 4-1. They get a power play. And Murph buries a beautiful shorthanded goal. And all of a sudden it sucked all the life right out of them. So hats off to those guys.
Absolutely. And another line that had a nice night, Curry, Berger, and Mayer also working well. Curry really only played about five or so games for you guys, but you can see how he learns to play at this level, and he's getting a lot better.
Yeah, I said to JB on the bench that I'm really becoming a fan of Patrick Curry because he plays the game the right way. And I mean this in the fullest of compliments when I call him a greasy player because that's what we need more of. He's hard to play against. He's in your face. He drives the opponent crazy, but he knows how to play the game with his head as well. And his game continues to improve, and it was nice to see Berger get one. You know, Berger and Mayer were healthy scratched not long ago, and both responded favorably. So, again, hats off to their professionalism and the way they played tonight.
Stampede are one of the highest scoring teams in the USHL, but two consecutive games, your defense and goaltending has held them to just one goal. Talk about what you've tried to do here. It's been a high scoring team, and you guys have shut them down the last couple nights.
Well, it starts with rock-solid goaltending, and we have the luxury of having Jacob in there every night. And you know, he didn't have to make a lot of 10-bellers tonight, but he had to make some really difficult saves at key moments. But I thought it was one of the most complete games our defense corps has played from start to finish. I thought all six of them just kept the game simple. And sometimes we're guilty of trying to be way too fancy back there, and we become our own worst enemies. But tonight, and I think playing in the smaller rink actually helped our team because it made us play with more of a sense of an urgency, and we had to play a quicker, straighter game, and it really worked in our advantage.
I'm sure not much else to change going into tomorrow, but you're playing this team in less than 24 hours. Still a lot of work to be done. You want to come out with a four-point weekend. How do you keep everybody level-headed? And I mean, you're under 500, so probably not that hard to keep everybody level-headed, but what are the keys to continuing your focus before tomorrow?
Well, I think what we told them after the game is enjoy this until you go to bed tonight, but then you start thinking about tomorrow because the job's only half done, and as good as tonight was and as well as we played, it means nothing if we hand it back tomorrow. And you know you're going to see a much, much different Stampede tomorrow. They're a good quality hockey club. They have a lot of pride in that room, and I'm sure Coach Eage wasn't very happy tonight, so he'll have them ready. So it's a challenge for myself and our staff to make sure that our guys are ready. We'll have to tweak a few things tomorrow.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Jim, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Jarrett. Talk soon.
Pass the mic over here to our Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. And we didn't announce it before, but our Grinder of the Night tonight is Kyle Eastman. Eastman, out of Angola, New York, picks up a goal tonight and an assist on Ryan McMurphy's first goal of the game. And Kyle's kind enough to join us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. And Kyle, this is a Sioux Falls team that's obviously been at the top of the standings here this season. You came here on November 16th, a much different mentality for the team back then, but you took a 6-0 loss. Here tonight, you kind of turned the tables on them, 5-1 victory. How much has changed since that game on November 16th?
Just all of us just as a team going hard and just four lines going and all sets of D going hard. And Coach really turned us around here, and he makes us work a lot harder out there, and we just love working hard for him.
First goal of the night was set up by yourself, a play where you seem like you had a man on you. You're able to keep control of the puck, and you got it to Murph. Talk about that first goal and what happened on that play.
I just chipped it by the D and somehow got enough speed and went around him, and then Murph was in the right spot at the right time, and I just
got a lucky pass right through him, and he buried it, luckily.
And then you score your first goal of the season. Just a dirty play in front, I guess, but tell us how you found that puck through all that traffic.
Well, me and Murph got on the puck real hard there, and he was hitting the goalie, and luckily it popped out, and I one-handed it in, luckily, somehow.
How does it feel right now? You guys have won 5 of your last 7. What's the feeling in the locker room here, and how much more confidence do you guys have?
With the confidence aspect, we just love working for Coach, and when we got that first win, we just built from it, and now we just got to build it as a team a lot more.
Coach just mentioned, you know, this team, the Stampede, are going to come out tomorrow firing. What's going to be a key for you guys to continue this kind of play and try to win again tomorrow night?
Definitely the first 5 minutes of the game, we got to come out hard and establish our game on them and get it down deep and just outwork them.
All right, there you have it from Kyle Eastman joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Kyle, congratulations on the first goal of the season. I know some of those goals don't come easy for everybody, and you work hard, so we got to congratulate you on the goal, and congratulations on the win. Nice 2 points. We'll hope for the best tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, Jared.
Tri-City Storm finished this one out with a 5-1 victory here tonight on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kyle Eastman joining us after the win on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. We thank Kyle very much for helping out, and he is the Dent Popper Grinder of the night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So, Tri-City Storm look to tomorrow night when they'll take on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Same time, same place, 7:05 start, 6:45 will be the time of the Viero Wireless pregame show right here on The Breeze 94.5. But before we sign off, we'll get you one more last check of the out-of-town scoreboard. Here is a bunch of games finishing up in the USHL presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Indiana defeats Cedar Rapids 4-2. Chicago over Youngstown 4-1. Sioux City knocks off Muskegon 3-0. Des Moines has taken care of Omaha 3-2. Nice win on the road for the Buccaneers over the Lancers. Fargo and Waterloo are tied 3-3 late in the third period. And Dubuque has a 1-0 lead over Lincoln. About 11 minutes to go in that game in Dubuque. Check pointstreak.com, click on USHL, or head to USHL.com for the full out-of-town updates and all the scores from around the league. Final score from this one, 5-1. Tri-City Storm get their second consecutive win over the Sioux Falls Stampede. They've won 5 of their last 7 games, and they got one more coming tomorrow against Sioux Falls. Tough stretch continues here, and the Storm preparing for another tough game tomorrow night. Pre-game show presented by Viero Wireless, 6:45 p.m. We will get the game going underway at 7:05 right here on The Breeze, 94.5. Want to thank Caleb back in studio for pushing all the buttons once again and doing a great job behind the board. And want to thank Jim Holton for joining us before and after the game to help us get ready and wrap up this game here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Final score once more. Tri-City wins it, 5-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.